Zoo. It's a beautiful day for a home run, but even a triple's okay. We're gonna cheer and boo and raise a hullabaloo at the ball game today.
Nine minutes until Rough Riders baseball.
Get down on it.
Union dancing.
Get down on it. Get down on it. Get down on it. Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Come on in.
Get down on it.
Baby, baby.
Get down on it.
Get on it.
Get down on it.
Sha-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da.
Oh, what you gonna do? Do you wanna get down? Oh, what you gonna do?
Minutes until Rough Riders baseball.
Seventeen, you don't think that much about life. You just live like kerosene dancing around the fire. But you're in, so you jump right in. Ain't afraid to fall.
Best 7 minutes until Rough Riders baseball.
You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know?
More minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
He said one day you'll leave this world behind, so live a life you will remember. My father told me when I was just a child, these are the nights to never die. My father told me.
Just 5 more minutes until Rough Riders baseball. minutes until Rough Riders Baseball. Rough Riders Baseball coming up in just 3 minutes.
West of the Eastern Coast, carving the wind, dawn of your eyes, dust off your smile when you say yes. You make me trust I will never keep you from an open door.
Two more minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Rough Riders Baseball starts in 60 seconds. More ticks till Rough Riders Baseball. First pitch is right around the corner. Frisco Rough Riders Baseball is 15 minutes away. It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show, featuring interviews, updates from around the Texas League, tonight's lineups, and a preview of tonight's game. Now, here's your host for the Rough Riders pregame show, Chris Jarrett.
Seven wins in a row for the Frisco Rough Riders, and they look to continue that streak and keep it going tonight with Game 2 of a six-game series against the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Good evening, folks, and welcome back to Riders Field in beautiful Frisco, Texas. I am Chris Jarrett, and we'll take you through the pregame show here, starting just about 15-20 minutes away from first pitch between the Nats and the Riders. Well, it was a tight one last night. The Riders did all of their scoring in the bottom of the fifth. Seth Nordlund got his second win of the season, and for Frisco, win number seven in a row. It was just the first time all year that the opposing team reached the scoreboard first before the Riders. Northwest Arkansas with a two-run homer in the bottom of the third. Frisco with four runs in the bottom of the fifth. The Nats did get one in the top of the seventh, but Chase Lee came in and struck out the side despite a two-out walk in the ninth. He looked magnificent to help tie together the seventh win of the season. We'll step aside for the first time in the Riders Baseball Network. Come back with us and revisit the highlights from last night's win. We'll also hear from the assistant coach, Chad Comer. Great perspective on his insight and what he's seen in the Rangers system so far, working with Jared Gettert and being in the Dominican Summer League. An awesome conversation that we've got with Chad Comer later in the pregame show. All that's next on the Riders Baseball Network. Naturals and Frisco with a 6:35 start time from Riders Field.
Carbontec safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carbontec has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
Little Sweet! Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Little Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's on something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
.635 first pitch time between the Northwest Arkansas Naturals and the Frisco Rough Riders. Chris Jared rejoining you on the Riders Baseball Network. Time now to listen back to last night's highlights from what was a tight 4-3 win and the seventh consecutive win for the Rough Riders. They do own the best record in the Texas League, winners of 9 of their first 10 games. A really incredible streak tonight. Also, what's on the line for the Riders is with a win tonight, they'll be at their best start in program history at a start of 10-1, 10 wins in their first 11 games, so certainly that to look forward to tonight. Let's start our highlights with the scoring for the Riders in the inning that they did all of their scoring in. Came with four runs in the bottom of the fifth inning, and it was Ezekiel Duran after a Jordan Procession base hit, Kellen Strom and J.P. Martinez back-to-back walks to load the bases for the speedy shortstop Duran.
He rears back here in the 1-2 on the way. Soft liner, shallow right field. It dunks in for a base hit. Procession scores. Strom stopped at third, and the Riders are on the board. RBI single for Ezekiel Duran on a check swing liner into right field.
And it did not stop there. Blaine Krim with a sacrifice fly, and it allowed Dustin Harris to come to the plate and add more runs for the Riders and keep it going in the bottom of the fifth inning.
And here's Hockey's pitch. A line drive to right field. Matias over towards the line, coming in, slides, couldn't get it. He trapped it. Martinez comes in to score. There goes Duran to third. He slides in head first safely. RBI single. Dustin Harris gives the Rough Riders the lead. It's 3-2.
Riders again would score four in the bottom of the fifth, so they led 4-2. One more for Northwest Arkansas in the top of the seventh. That ended the scoring, but an opportunity with a two-out walk to John Rave, top of the order, and Michael Garcia up, and Chase Lee able to come in and record his tied for most third save on the season with save number three, carrying the side in the ninth.
Again, the 0-2.
Called strike three. Riders win on Tuesday night, 4-3 the final. Their seventh consecutive win. And boy, is that impressive to start the season for Frisco. And again, looking to pick up win number 10 of their first 11 games of the season would be the franchise's best start in their history. Going to go ahead and kick it to another break on the Riders Baseball Network. When we return, we'll have that opportunity to catch up with the assistant coach, Chad Comer, with the Naturals and Riders starting at 6:35 at Riders Field tonight. Don't go anywhere. That's next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
There's no better way to stay up to date with the 2022 season than with the Riders Report blog. With the Riders Report blog, stay caught up with the news around the Frisco Rough Riders and updates from around the rest of the Texas League. Catch exclusive feature stories and interviews with Riders players and coaches. Get an in-depth look around the Riders as well as the rest of the Rangers farm system with the Riders Report blog at ridersinsider.moblogs.com.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. And post-game, kids run the bases for free. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Strike three called. This one's over.
Let's ride.
And we're back on the Riders Baseball Network. Chris shared with you pregame. I've got the opportunity to be joined by the assistant coach, Chad Comer. Chad, how you doing today, and what's going on in Frisco, Texas with you?
Not too much. Happy to be here. It's a great day out here at the ballpark. Guys are playing well, so, you know, can't complain about any of that.
Yeah, talk about the group of guys that you've had the ability to work with this year and just what you've seen from prior to the start of the season and maybe what excited you coming into the season.
No, you know, I think we've got a really special group here from top to bottom, whether it's guys on the mound, the offense that we roll out there from night to night, no matter who's in the lineup. And I think just the overall work and the attention to detail and focus work that they've had going on this year has been outstanding. And I think it's a testament to each one of the guys, too. You know, they come out here ready to work and prepared each day.
Looking at your resume, you had some summers in the Dominican Summer League, and I always love just talking to different guys that have been there and what that provided them. What was that experience like for you?
No, you know, I think it was really invaluable for me at the point of my life I was in, you know, at the time, not married, no kids, anything like that, and so I had the chance to go down there and fully immerse myself for 3 years at our academy down there, and, you know, I can't be more thankful for that opportunity. Just the way it helped me to learn to connect with players, especially it being a different language than I was ever used to, and just a different culture and lifestyle overall. I had never been out of the United States before either, so getting the chance to go there and just fully see, like, how those kids grow up, what they're raised around, like, the type of baseball that they play, and then just getting a chance to, like, connect one-on-one with those guys over the years I was there was really invaluable for me and taught me a lot.
One of those guys you were close with is David Garcia. What type of person is him that you've been able to see him grow and as a person and as a player?
Yeah, you know, it's awesome. I was down there with him when he was, you know, we signed him when he was 16 years old, and I've been able to see him grow and mature since then. And just the overall makeup of the kid is outstanding. He's always got a smile on his face. He loves to play the game of baseball, and, you know, it's pretty cool to see him go from a young kid, young man, into now turning into a man at 22 years old here in AA, learning the ins and outs of handling a pitching staff, what it's like to be a catcher at this level and what goes into it day to day. You know, it's been pretty cool to see his overall development and, like, how far he's come, but then also what he continues to learn day to day.
We're chatting with Chad Comer on the Riders Baseball Network. Naturals and Riders starting at 6:35. Rival that with college coaching. What are the similarities and maybe differences with coaching at the collegiate level and recruiting and hitting the road, now working in a professional setting with the Rangers?
Yeah, you know, I think for the short time that I went back to the college game, I think, you know, the biggest thing is here whenever you're on the coaching side, you know, you're not scouting and recruiting any of the players, you know. It is just you get the players and now it's time to develop them not only on the field but off the field as well, which you do at the college level, but you take away so much of the time stipulation and then also the whole recruiting process and everything that goes into it, and you're able to be here with these guys day in and day out every single game where you're not getting pulled away for to go on a recruiting trip, to go into any of the office type stuff that you have to do. And like I said, just kind of any of those, like the NCAA regulations that go along with it, I think, you know, here you're able to fully immerse yourself each and every day with these guys and get after it with them.
Talk about Jared Getter, the manager that's here in Frisco. It's his second year. And what are some of the things that you've maybe picked up under Jared's leadership?
You know, I can't say enough about Jared and just the way he goes about it on a daily basis with these guys. The way he gets his point across, the way he addresses the team, he's so well-spoken, and he's able to address anything that needs to be addressed without having to, you know, you never hear him just call anybody out or blow anybody up. He has such a good way of addressing the team and just really has a great pulse for these guys. And so just seeing his very stoicness that he's able to portray, and not even portray, just who he is as a person, it's that guy every single day. He's the same guy day in and day out, and, you know, think it really rubs off on the team as well. Like, they know who they're going to get day in and day out no matter what's going on.
Are those the career aspirations for you, is to try and have a clubhouse and be a manager yourself?
Yeah, I think at some point, you know, I would love that opportunity, but, you know, I'm so excited to be here and to have the chance to learn under Jared and just see how he goes about it day in and day out and truly just pick up on things every single day that I'm here. But ultimately, at the end of the day, if that opportunity presented itself at some point, you know, I would love that. But right now, I just really love the spot that I'm in and the opportunity that I have here right now.
We just had the chance to catch up with Chad Comer. Chad, appreciate your time and best of luck this season.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Big thanks again to Chad Comer for taking the chance to chat with us during batting practice today. Pulled him away from throwing BP, and I'm sure he appreciated the break from being able to toss BP to the guys. But a great chat with Chad, and got his perspective on some of the Riders that are here to start the 2022 season as we're back at Riders Field. And boy, it's a beautiful night, a lot better than what we had last night. Cloudy skies, it was windy. I do think we'll have wind again tonight as the flags above the batter's eye in center field are getting a good working, but the sun is certainly out and hardly that many clouds up in the sky. Feels like 90 degrees with about 50% humidity. It is humid with the rain showers that we had last night and early into this early morning. Well, on our last segment of the pregame show, let's talk about the pitching matchup that is to be expected tonight. And it's a duo of left-handers for the Riders, and Avery Weems getting his second start of the season, what will be his third appearance, and looking for a much, much better go than what his last two appearances have been. The last time out in San Antonio was the first start for Weems, the left-hander from Flagstaff, Arizona. He did go two innings, three strikeouts, but gave up the four earned runs on four hits, only one walk. But again, the four earned runs and two innings did not do the ERA any favors. The first appearance for Weems came back on opening night, and just two-thirds of an inning recorded, a walk, two earned runs on two hits, and was unable to record a full inning. So they're hoping that he can iron things out tonight and try and get the Riders a good three, four amount of innings, or even more than that, and try and get them into a bullpen game later in tonight's game. On the other end of the mound for the Naturals is Drew Parrish, a fellow left-hander, and was a draft pick out of Florida State University in the eighth round of 2019 from Kansas City, or taken by the Royals, should say. First appearance for Parrish this season was in Springfield. It was an 11-8 win, but ended in the third inning and left the mound trailing 3-2. Gave up three earned runs in those three frames and a homer. And then the second time out, a 7-1 loss to the Wind Surge of Wichita. Five innings, but another homer, three earned runs, just like the first go in five innings of work. Three strikeouts in both, though. A guy that threw almost 80 pitches in each of his first two starts. Looks like it's just about national anthem time at Riders Field. Our Field of Dreams kids are out on the field, and we'll go ahead and step aside for the final time when we return. First pitch on Texas Baseball Legends Night at Riders Field. Steve Buechel, the former big leaguer and former Riders manager, is in attendance. And so Frisco fans excited about that, to have him in the house to see if the Riders can win their eighth consecutive game and get them off to a 10-1 start to begin the season. First pitch, and Zach Bigley joins us on the other end of this break. This has been our pregame coverage, and we will start tonight's game when we return at Riders Field. The Frisco Rough Riders return to Riders Field this week to a loaded promotional slate. Thursday night is Frisco ISD night at Riders Field, presented by Whataburger. Fans can enjoy fireworks on Friday and Saturday, beginning with I Heart Frisco night on Friday, and on Saturday, an appearance from NSYNC's Chris Kirkpatrick for It's Gonna Be May night.
It's gonna be May.
With giveaways all night long. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is back. A swing and a drive, deep to right field. Forget about this one. Way out of here.
There isn't a better spot in North Texas where you can find a blend of fun, excitement, and baseball.
Strike three call. This one's over.
You don't want to miss a second of this exciting action.
And he makes the catch. What a grab. He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit us online at ridersbaseball.com for tickets, or stay locked to the Riders Baseball Network and MILB.TV for all the exciting plays and drama of Rough Riders Baseball.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
And now, it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
High fly ball to left.
Oh my goodness.
1-1 is crushed.
Deep to center field. Oh, how far will it go?
That's back and that's gone.
Dives and makes the catch. Unreal.
Cut out and miss. Strike three.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003.
How about it?
Oh, my goodness.
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Chris Jarrett.
Riding a seven-game winning streak, the Frisco Rough Riders take on the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. It is a beautiful day for baseball, and the Rough Riders are playing equally beautiful baseball coming into this one. Frisco, the seven-game win streak, have tied the franchise record for the best start through 10 games at 9-1. And have won a ton of close games. Avery Weems out on the mound for the Rough Riders, making his second start and his first start here at home against Drew Parrish. Chris, let's take a look at the starting lineups.
Let's take a look at those starting lineups. Zach, leading off, the center fielder, Josh Doers, who has been on an incredible tear, 2-for-3 last night in a walk, earns the leadoff spot. Ezekiel Duran, the shortstop, batting second, 1-for-5 last night. Blaine Krim at first will bat third, and Dustin Harris on a seven-game hit streak as well, the left fielder batting cleanup. Justin Foskew, the designated hitter tonight, batting fifth. Switch hitting catcher David Garcia batting sixth for Frisco, and then 7-8-9 of the right fielder Sandro Fabian, third baseman Dio Edias, and at second base batting ninth, the left-handed infielder Trey Hare.
On the other side, Northwest Arkansas, they've lost five in a row. A six-game losing streak would be their longest losing streak since 2019. This is the lineup that they try to use to snap that, Chris.
Yes, it's Michael Garcia that is in center, or the shortstop, should say. He'll bat first. Nick Lofton batting second. This lineup, if you paid attention last night, very similar to last night's game. Michael Massey batting third, and then Sully Matias batting fourth. Sebastian Rivero will bat fifth behind the plate tonight for back-to-back games. Nathan Eaton batting sixth, the third baseman, and then 7-8-9 for the Nats of Robbie Glendinning, Logan Porter, and John Rave.
Starting nine for both teams. A little bit different than what we saw last night, except for Logan Porter. And the Naturals, the only new man out there, but the Rough Riders with four new guys, as you mentioned, Chris. And Avery Weems, the 24-year-old, is on the mound for the Rough Riders. Seven-game winning streak, 9-1 for the first time since 2016. That 2016 team started 23-7 here to start the season through the first 30 games. Then, unfortunately, it went downhill a little bit from there. But the Rough Riders hoping to get a similar start to this year. Avery Weems making that second start on the season, his first year at home, a 20.25 ERA, but he has pitched better than his ERA. In 2 2/3 innings, he's allowed 6 runs on 6 hits with 4 strikeouts and 2 walks, and he faces Michael Garcia to start things off. The Naturals' right-handed batting leadoff hitter is in there, and he's ready to go. Avery Weems, the southpaw, in the cream uniforms today. Red ball cap, double R logo on the forehead. Looks in, has his sign from Garcia. Back into his wine, and away we go from Frisco. A fastball on the inside corner for a strike, and it's no balls and one strike on Garcia. The shortstop, 14 for 37 to start off his season. Wind back, and the offering on the way. A foul straight back to the screen. It's 0-2. Garcia, one of two players in the Texas League to have reached in all 10 games this year, hitting .378 to start things off. And Avery Weems starts him off 0-2. The left-hander peels back in the 0-2 pitch. Pop foul out of play, right side. Still no balls, two strikes. Rough Riders defense behind Avery Weems looks like this. Dustin Harris in left. Josh Stowers roams in center. And Sandro Fabian plays in the grass in right. Weems back into his windup, the 0-2. Breaking ball just low off the outside corner, and it's one ball and two strikes. Dio Edias has the hot corner. Ezekiel Duran at short. Trey Hare at second base. Blaine Krim is the first baseman, and David Garcia does the catching. 1-2, grounded out to short. Duran two shuffles to his right. He swallows it up, throws under first base, and gets Michael Garcia for the first out. Nick Lofton, the center fielder, bats now. One out here in the first inning. No score. Rough Riders and Naturals. Game two of a six-game series with the Rough Riders winning 4-3 last night. Weems winds back and delivers. High pop-up outside of first. It drifts foul into the seats. 0-1. Three-man umpiring crew here in the Texas League. Alex Nash has balls and strikes behind home plate. Here's the wind back. And the 0-1. Fastball simmers just high, and it's one ball and one strike. Ben Engstrand is our first base umpire, and our crew chief, Jake Bruner, is down the third baseline. 1-1. Slider outside. Just misses, and it's two balls and one strike. Weems with the glove of the belt. He's back into his windup and deals in the 2-1. Inside. Three balls and one strike. Mentioned the Rough Riders in their cream uniforms today with the red ball cap. It's the road grays for the Naturals with Naturals across the chest. And red ball caps as well. 3-1. High and outside. Ball 4. One out free pass to Nick Lofton here in the first. Scoreless game. And Michael Massey, the second baseman, stands in. Well, Rough Riders trailed 2-0 early on yesterday on a two-run home run from John Rave in the ninth spot. That came in the third inning before four runs came across in the fifth. Here's the set. And the pitch home. Fouled away, left side, and it's 0-1. And as the Naturals put a runner aboard here in the first, Rough Riders trying to avoid what happened last night, which was Northwest Arkansas getting on the scoreboard first. The first time that had happened all season against Frisco. Here's the 0-1. Low and away. Missing with a breaking ball. One ball and one strike. That, of course, being letting the opponent score first. Rough Riders, through their first 9 games of the season, found the scoreboard initially. Weems, the left-hander, facing a fellow lefty. He deals. A swing and a miss. Good slider off the outside corner. It's 1-2. Weems, in his arsenal, will feature 5 pitches. A couple fastballs, the four-seam and the sinker, or two-seam. Curveball, slider, and changeup. The 1-2. Chopper off the plate. Goes into fair territory and then rolls foul, but it ends up catching a piece of Massey, so a foul ball. Still 1 ball, 2 strikes. And now Jared Gettert is out of the dugout, arguing with Alex Nash, saying, hey, that looked like it was a fair ball. Still arguing with Alex Nash, and now he retreats back into the dugout. Runner on first, no score, top of the first inning. 1 away. Weems readies from the stretch. Kicks and throws over to first. Chasing Lofton back in, who already has 3 stolen bases in the early season. He's 3-for-4. Rough Riders with a pull side shift on the infield for the left-handed batter, Massey. And the pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a slider low and away. And Massey goes down swinging for the first strikeout for Avery Weems. 2 outs, and here's Sully Matias for the Naturals, and a scoreless top of the first. Matias has started 9 for his first 32 at the plate. Was hitting over 300 before going 0-for-4 last night. But a monster opening weekend against Springfield. Spraying singles all over the place led to that high average. Weems deals home. A swing and a miss. Over the top of a breaking offering in its own 1. Matias is known for his prodigious power and not known for hitting for average. Here's the set. And Weems delivers. He slips that one just down low and inside on a fastball. It's 1 ball and 1 strike. Matias has been as high as the number 5 prospect overall in the Royals organization going back to 2019. But he has just not hit consistently. 1-1. Down low and inside. It's 2 balls and 1 strike. When he came up here to Northwest Arkansas towards the end of the season last year, in 23 games, just a 193 average, but he hit for so much power that he still had an above average OPS, 774. 2-1. He cracks it foul out of play right side. 2 balls, 2 strikes. So to start off the season this year, hitting for average, but not for power. Maybe a little bit of an adjustment for Matias. 2-2, 2 outs, runner aboard, scoreless, top of the first. Weems kicks and deals. Fouled off of Garcia back behind home, still 2-2. Going deep in the game is going to be important for Weems. In his first start, he did not go very deep. Just 2 innings, allowing 4 runs on 4 hits against San Antonio on the 13th of April. He issues in the 2-2. Hit in the air out to right field, down the line and shallow. Fabian coming in, still running, makes the running catch in fair territory. And that retires the side here in the first. No runs, no hits, no errors. A runner left stranded. Avery Weems with a scoreless top of the first. And the Rough Riders coming to the plate offensively for the first time when we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
Welcome to your hometown Whataburger. Customization is what we've always done.
You want mustard and mayo? You want ketchup? We'll make it how you like it.
When you customize your own burger, you can put your personality in it.
This is my Whataburger, with Manny's ketchup, all the vegetables, no cheese.
We customize orders 24 hours a day.
Everybody wants it just like they like it. When you can make it your own, that always enhances that experience for you.
However you want it, I got you.
Here at Whataburger, we make it just like you like it, whenever you like it.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at MakoSmartRobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride.
Time to start the bottom of the first on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Avery Weems with a scoreless top half of the first inning for the Rough Riders, and now it's Frisco's turn offensively against left-hander Drew Parrish. Rough Riders, winners of seven in a row. And they look to continue what has been a torrid offensive pace so far to start the season. First pitch to Josh Stowers. A heater on the outside corner at the knees for a strike, and it's 0-1. Stowers has been a big part of that. He's hit safely in all seven games he's played in so far this season. 0-1 toss. He chops it foul back near the on-deck circle where Ezekiel Duran waits, and it's 0-2. Stowers hitting .375, 9-for-24 through his first seven games. No homers, two RBIs. 0-2 toss. He swings, chops it foul off the end of the bat over towards the right side. It's still no balls, two strikes. And this is completely different from the start we saw Josh Stowers get off to the start of the year last year in the best possible way. Parrish the 0-2. Swing and a miss. He strikes him out. Got him with the change down low. One away, and Ezekiel Duran bats now. Last year was a really tough first month for Josh Stowers, hitting just .069. 2-for-29 through May. Here's the pitch to Duran. He swings, breaks his bat, grounds it right side. Backhanded stop, Glendinning, the first baseman, flips to the covering pitcher, Parrish, who beats Duran to the bag. And there are two outs. A soft ground ball off the end of the bat. Over to the right side, Glendinning. About three steps over to his right to backhand it. Parrish got over there quickly. Easy second out. Just five pitches to record two outs, and here's Blaine Crim now. Scoreless game, bottom first. The offering in. Crim watches one just low and away, and it's one ball and no strikes. So Stowers, two hits through his first 29 at-bats. Last year, through his first 24, he has nine hits this year. The pitch is grounded foul back behind the plate. And it's one ball and one strike on the Riders' first baseman, Blaine Crim. The defense behind Drew Parrish for Northwest Arkansas looks like this. John Rave in left, Nick Lofton in center, and Sule Matias in right. Along the infield, Nathan Eaton has third base, Michael Garcia at short, Michael Massey at second, and Robbie Glendinning is at first. The 1-1. Crim watches a fastball on the outside edge for a strike, and it's 1-2. Sebastian Rivero, who many think is the best defensive catcher in the Kansas City system, is behind the plate, putting down the signs for Drew Parrish. The southpaw, shoulders up and down, a deep breath. He winds back in the 1-2. Grounded foul, third base side, past Jared Gettert, the Riders manager and third base coach. Still 1-2. Parrish looking for his first comfortable start this season. It's been a tough first couple outings for him. He's back into his windup in the 1-2. Grimm swings, drives it out to center field, sending Lofton back near the warning track. He's up just shy of it, makes the catch, and the side comes to a close in the first inning. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Rough Riders put down in order. And we go to the top of the second inning. Rough Riders and Naturals scoreless on the Riders Baseball Network.
Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here with MILB.TV.
Forget about this one. That ball is gone.
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
The Riders have blown it open here in the seventh.
Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games, from over 100 minor league baseball teams live or on demand.
Leaps, and he makes the catch. Oh, my goodness.
Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code ROUGHRIDERS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit MILB.TV for details today.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
It's time for the top of the second inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Their team found the scoreboard in the first inning. We go to the second. Sebastian Rivero, Nathan Eaton, Robbie Glendening. The 3-2 up against Avery Weems, who used 21 pitches in that first inning. Only a walk, a lone base runner against him. He winds back and deals home to the right-handed batting Rivero. Fastball on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Rivero spent some time in the big leagues last year. Weems nods yes at the sign, winds and deals in the 0-1. A slider fits onto the outside corner, called strike two. Rivero, as he's advanced through the minor leagues, has really played second fiddle to MJ Melendez, who is now up in AAA. 0-2. A swing and a fly ball into left center field. Stowers chasing after it, converging with Harris. It's Stowers who calls him off, makes the catch. And the Riders center fielder puts away the first out of the second.
We're going to keep an eye on the wind, Zach, as I think it's for sure a season high of what we've seen at Riders Field, 22 mile an hour from behind home plate to straightaway center. So fly balls are certainly going to drift ways.
We saw that during batting practice today.
We did.
A lot of balls leaving the yard. There's Nathan Eaton now. First pitch. Misses outside. One ball, no strikes. Hey, both these teams could take it. Five combined home runs between these two. Here through 11 games played each, or this is the 11th, I should say. The 1-0 slips outside, and it's two balls, no strikes. That's bottom two in the Texas League. Rough Riders with just three home runs, and Northwest Arkansas hit their second last night. 2-0. Breaking ball, backdoor to McCall, strike on the outside edge, and it's two balls and one strike. Weems looking for a more efficient inning. 2-1. Chopper foul, third base side. Nice play at third base by the manager, Chris Widger. Third base coaching box, barehanded, underhanded to a fan in the front row. 2-2. Weems delivers home. Strike three called right on the outside corner. Got him with a slider on the outer edge. Two away on the second strikeout from Avery Weems, and Chris, early on, we're seeing a much more confident Weems.
We are, and that's impressive to see after the one-out walk back in the first, but got a strikeout, a little bit longer at-bats, but he's hanging in there, finding his spot deep in counts.
Robbie Glendening now. First pitch sails high and away, and it's one ball, no strikes. No score, top two. Two outs, bases clear. Third appearance for Weems. Second start. 1-0. Outside again. Two balls, no strikes. Sometimes it just takes a little bit to get that confidence. Weems coming over to the Texas Rangers organization a couple years ago in 2020. 2-0. Fouled away, right side. Two balls, one strike. And the deal that sent Lance Lynn from Texas to Chicago. And as fate would have it tonight, the man who came over to the Rangers organization with him, Dane Dunning, is starting for the big league club today, the Texas Rangers, tonight in Seattle. 2-1. High and outside. Three balls, one strike. Dane Dunning was the big piece in that deal. He's done a good job for Texas so far, but Avery Weems, a bit of a sleeper. The 3-1. Fly ball hit high in the air and deep to left center field. Harris drifting back to the warning track. He's just going to watch it leave as that one hits off the scoreboard. Robbie Glendening with an absolute moonshot to deep left center field. 457 feet. 105 off the bat. Wow. What a blast. And it's 1-0. Naturals out in front.
Well, the sound was a brow raiser, and that just on a second look was a high fastball that was just swatted.
A 1-0 Northwest Arkansas here in the second with two outs, and here's Logan Porter. He takes a fastball for a strike on the outside corner, and it's 0-1. And that's the first home run allowed. The pitch misses high, and it's one ball and one strike. First home run allowed in this game. First run allowed in this game by either team. 1-1. A strike on the outer edge, and it's one ball, two strikes. A loud sound. 1-2. Strike three called in the outside corner with a backdoor slider. Avery Weems comes back to pick up his third strikeout. Does give up the solo home run. One run across on one hit. No errors, nobody left on base. 1-0 Northwest Arkansas as we go to the bottom of the second on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is back. A swing and a drive deep to right field. Forget about this one. Way out of here.
There isn't a better spot in North Texas where you can find a blend of fun, excitement, and baseball.
Strike three called. This one's over.
You don't want to miss a second of this exciting action.
And he makes the catch. What a grab. He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit us online at ridersbaseball.com for tickets or stay locked to the Riders Baseball Network and MILB.TV for all the exciting plays and drama of Rough Riders Baseball.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience of the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday with half-price drink specials from 6 to 8 p.m. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Time for the bottom of the second here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
One nothing Northwest Arkansas, bottom second here at Riders Field. Drew Parrish, a left-hander, back into his windup. First pitch to Dustin Harris. Misses low and outside. It's one ball and no strikes. 10 pitches, 9 strikes for Drew Parrish in his first inning. A 1-2-3 first with a strikeout. 1-0. Chopped foul, first base side. And it's one ball and one strike. That home run in the top of the second from Robbie Glendening, 457 feet off the scoreboard in left center field. Here's the wind back and the 1-1 on the way. This is low, and it's two balls and one strike. I believe is the first one to hit the scoreboard in-game here at Riders Field since Sam Huff did so last year. Huff now in AAA, number 10 prospect in the Rangers system. The pitch is driven high in the air, deep to right field. Forget about this one. That ball is gone. Splash into the lazy river. Dustin Harris goes deep. We're tied at one. 389-foot shot, 103 miles an hour off the bat.
Thank you.
Dustin Harris with his first of the season. We talked about how balls were getting launched out of the ballpark at a torrid pace during batting practice today. Well, there's Dustin Harris' first home run of the season. We've seen two homers already. Here's Justin Foscue now. Wind back and the pitch on the way. Misses up high, and it's one ball and no strikes. Here's the look in from Parrish from the third base side of the rubber. He peels back and deals. Foscue swings and misses out in front. It's one ball and one strike. Justin Foscue with his Riders debut last night. He went 1-for-3 with an RBI. The pitch. He drives it down the left field line and hooks it foul. Home run distance, but up on top of the third base party deck. One ball, two strikes. A wind back by the left-hander. And the 1-2. He grounds it up the middle softly. The shortstop Garcia to his left. He picks, throws on to first. Gets Foscue. One out in the second, and David Garcia bats now. Well, these are the two weakest teams in the league in terms of hitting home runs this year. Just five combined, and through two innings, each team has hit a homer. Garcia, the switch hitter from the right side, his natural side. And the pitch. Breaking ball. Strike inside corner. 0-1. Parrish peers in. And he fires in the 0-1. Big curveball. Misses high. And it's one ball and one strike. We're talking about Sam Huff. He had a 500-foot home run in AAA earlier today. He hit a 502-foot homer here. The 1-1 is grounded foul third baseline, and it's 1-2. When he was here with the Rough Riders last year, shows off his power at the AAA level this season. One out here in the second, 1-2 to Garcia, bases clear, 1-1 game. Here's the windback, and Parrish the 1-2. Off the end of the bat, grounder foul. One ball, two strikes. Garcia back in from the right side. And Parrish's pitch. Grounded up the middle. The second baseman, Massey, right there. He fields, throws under first, and gets Garcia. And after the leadoff home run, a couple groundouts. Two down here in the second. And Sandro Fabian bats now. Drew Parrish, the 24-year-old, 5'11", 200 pounds. Out of Florida State, picked in the eighth round by the Royals in 2019. First pitch to Fabian. Fits a fastball on the outside edge for a strike, and it's 0-1. Parrish last year split time between Quad Cities and Northwest Arkansas. The 0-1 is fouled back, and it's 0-2. Mostly here in Northwest Arkansas. 5-4 record, a 3.36 ERA. Glove in front of his belt. He winds back and deals in the 0-2. Fouled off right at the plate. In between the legs of Rivero, the catcher, back behind home. And it's still no balls, two strikes. Pitched against the Rough Riders three times last year. He winds in the 0-2. High and tight on Fabian. One ball, two strikes. Had one really tough outing on June 10th here in Frisco, allowing five runs in 1 2/3 innings. As the 1-2 is flipped foul over the netting to the right side. It's still one ball, two strikes. Game in which the Riders won 10-3. That was that crazy game where the Riders hit all those homers last year. 1-2 to Fabian. Inside. Two balls, two strikes. Only one of them was against Parrish. Riders totaled five homers in that game. 2-2 on the way. skips in low, catches a large chunk of Alex Nash, the home plate umpire. He's all right. Three balls, two strikes. This will be the eighth pitch of the at-bat to Fabian. 1-1 game. Bases clear here in the second with two outs. Parrish's pitch. Inside, clips Fabian. A hit by pitch puts him aboard with two outs. Dio Arias bats now. Rough Riders and Naturals tied at one. Bottom of the second, two outs, runner aboard. Right-handed batter against the left-handed thrower. Here's the set. And from the third base side of the rubber, looks over at Fabian. He pitches. Arias swings, skies it in the air to shallow right center field. Matias coming in, gives way to the center fielder Lofton, who's under it. He makes the catch, and the side comes to a close in the second inning. Rough Riders get on the scoreboard, though. One run on one hit, no errors, nobody. One runner left on base, I should say. Solo home run from Dustin Harris. His first of the season ties the game at one, and we go to the top of the third where Chris Jarrett takes over on the mic, and we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the Dallas Black Giants to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Debuting on Juneteenth, help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
At Whataburger, how do you make something that's already fresh even fresher? By adding fresh new things, like crisp pico de gallo for a little kick, and creamy cilantro lime sauce for that extra whoa, and pepper jack cheese because, of course, all on top of two fresh beef patties or with chicken on a brioche bun. Whataburger's limited time pico de gallo burger and new pico de gallo chicken sandwiches. Good thing for fresh things. Good thing there's Whataburger.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
We've reached the top of the third here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
First double-A homer for Dustin Harris ties our game at a run apiece. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley back with you, and Avery Weems, the left-hander, trying to keep this a tied ball game. His first pitch. Did he go? He did. Bruner down at third, gives the punch. On the batter, John Rabe, the left fielder. No balls and a strike, chasing the slider. 0-1. High fastball that missed. It's a ball and a strike. Weems looked pretty good last time out in the second. Pair of strikeouts, both looking. Ball and a strike. Missed inside. It's now 2-1. Two outs. And it was a 3-1 count to the first baseman, Glenn Denning. 2-1 from Weems. Right down the heart of the zone for a called strike two. Then Dustin Harris, a little lefty-on-lefty action, tied the game at one. Next toss. Another called strike three. Make it three backwards Ks. The fourth strikeout for Avery Weems tonight. And he cuts down the leadoff man for the third straight frame. Nice slider. Top of the order in Michael Garcia, the shortstop. Wind continuing to whip across the diamond. First pitch from Weems. That just missed inside. Fastball low 90s misses the zone. It's 1-0. Next pitch. Misses a little low. Now two balls, no strikes. Nobody up for the Riders or for the Nats. For Frisco, they're hoping Weems can get them through the first few three, four innings. 2-0. chop foul. Garcia swings over top of it. It dies in the dirt. Two balls and a strike. Seven outs recorded for Weems. Four of them strikeouts. Pretty good. The 2-1 home. Off the plate. And now Garcia in a good spot, sitting three balls and one strike. Just one walk allowed by Weems so far, and it's 2 1/3. Now the 3-1. Missed inside. He lost him for ball four. And so there's the second walk allowed by the left-handed starter, Weems. And the first came to the center fielder that comes back to the plate now, Nick Lofton. Zach earlier mentioning Weems and his time in the White Sox system was in Great Falls. Rookie advanced affiliate of the White Sox at the time. Weems steps off and a low throw to first. Krim snags it. Tie ball game, a run apiece in the top of the third, one gone. Four strikeouts for the left-handed starter, Avery Weems. Lefty, righty on Lofton. First pitch. Blasted in the air to left center field. Dustin turns to the wall and watches this one fly. Second home run of the night for the Nats. And it's now a 3-1 ball game. 444 feet off the bat for Nick Lofton, his first homer of the season. And it gives Northwest Arkansas the advantage in the top of the third, should say. Here's another look. No doubter. Boy, the video board in danger there. That one almost got the frame. Just missed it to its left. First pitch to Michael Massey, and he half-heartedly waves through it. Strike one. Oh, one. Just missed. Now a ball and a strike. Break-even pitch from Weems. Swing and a miss for strike two. Second home run of the ball game in an early stage for Northwest Arkansas, a team that now has three already this series. 1-2, back to the net. Late swing from Massey, just caught the top of his bat. Circle all the way back to the point that Zach had issued. These were the bottom two home run hitting teams in the league. 1-2 is popped in the air, deep down the third baseline. It's Edias chasing all the way over and gets to his spot just at the edge of the trim of the grass. In foul territory for out number two. Sule Matias is next. In terms of home runs, scroll all the way to the bottom of the page with Northwest Arkansas entering the series with one, Frisco with three. That'll change after tonight. Lefty-righty to Matias. First pitch is chopped foul. Caught a piece of the right fielder, 0-1. Now the 0-1 home. High and outside for ball one. On the first pitch to Lofton, no less. One ball, one strike, Weems comes home. Fastball runs up high. Now two balls and a strike to the right fielder, Sule Matias. 0 for 5 start to the series and a strikeout last night. 2-1 comes home. Hard grounder foul. That actually ricochets into the Riders' dugout. It's now 2-2. Middle of the order was tough for Northwest Arkansas last night. Hitters 3 through 6, accounting for 0 for 16. 2-2. Would backed him off the plate, but just missed inside. Full count. Weems turns and fires a 3-2. Hard line drive into center field. It just snuck past the glove of Trey Hare. And a two-out base hit for Sule Matias. His first hit of the series. 111 off the bat. And that, for the Nats, the first hit that didn't leave the ballpark.
And the hardest hit ball today, even though we've seen three home runs.
Yeah, and that'll draw Jeff Andrews to come out. Avery Weems has given Frisco two innings. The two outs in the top of the third now sets a new season high. A right-hander down the left field line in a hurry getting loose. It's Ty Tiedemann. Andrews having a chat with his catcher, the young David Garcia, and Avery Weems on the mound. We were mentioning Avery in Great Falls in his time there. That was a season that Clay Dungan, a name that was brought up by Nick Batters, Naturals broadcaster, earlier in the pregame setting, was there in Idaho Falls. Alec Marsh, last night's Nat starting pitcher there as well in the same time frame. First pitch to Sebastian Rivero. Misses outside, ball one. Fastball low 90s for Weems as he soldiers on through the top of the third. Two gone in a 3-1 ball game. Lefty-righty matchup for him to the catcher Rivero. 1-0. Thought about, but it finds his own for a called strike one. All three runs have come in on the long ball tonight for the Nats. Matias leading at first. The lefty Weems gives him a check. Once, twice, the 1-1. Hard grounder foul. Now a ball and two strikes. Inning that started with John Rave going down watching. And pretty effectively, Weems retiring the leadoff man in all three innings that he's been on the mound tonight for Frisco. Backwards K on Rave was the first time it was done on strikes. 1-2, runner goes. In the air to center field. Stowers turning his shoulder, tracking it underneath, and makes the one-handed grab. Two-out single left for nothing, but a two-run shot on the first homer of the season for Nick Lofton. His first hit of the series, and it breaks a 1-1 tie and puts Northwest Arkansas back in front. Bottom of the third on its way, and the Nats leading Frisco 3-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
This week! Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's on something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
CarpetTech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, CarpetTech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
At Primrose Schools, a child's first years are our first priority. From infants to 5 years, high-quality early learning education and care means health and safety always come first. In classrooms with low student-to-teacher ratios and a thoughtful balance of play and structure, guided by teachers who nurture your child's natural curiosity, inspiring a lifelong love of learning. Visit primroseschools.com/DFW to schedule your tour today.
Time for the bottom of the third on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom of the third on its way. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals on top of Frisco by a score of 3-1. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley, Trey Hare, first pitch, wave and a miss for strike one. Left-handed starter Drew Parrish back out on the mound. Give up his first hit, let alone run, to Dustin Harris in the second. 0-1's chop foul.
Excuse me.
No balls, two strikes. It's been a humid day in North Texas. Needs it to feel a little bit warmer and certainly stickier than what 86 shows. 0-2. Waited on, but popped in the air over the net. Catcher Rivera will rip the mask off and do it the diligence of running it to the net, but the count stays 0-2. Seven consecutive wins for Frisco. It started back in game one of the six-game series in San Antonio. Had the potential to be even more after the Riders' first 0-2. And again, foul. Frisco started the season 2-0. Took opening night on Friday thanks to a fine start by Cody Bradford. And then Jack Leiter happened on Saturday. 0-2 pitch. Low in the dirt. Blocked down by Rivero. It's now a ball and two strikes. Hare, Stowers, Duran. 9-1-2 for the Riders to begin the bottom of the third. They trail by two. Parrish, a big breath. The 1-2 pitch. Just missed off the plate. Low 90s to even the count. Two balls, two strikes.
To your point, Chris, you said it could be more. Remember, they had a 3-0 lead in that Sunday game.
Yeah, they did. 2-2 pitch. Again low. An 0-2 count that is on three consecutive misses. Gone full. Bottom of the fourth inning in that game on Sunday. Frisco 3-0. 3-2 home. Way outside and low for ball four. And a leadoff walk for Trey Hare. Good way to turn the lineup back to the top. Josh Stowers is next, looking to extend that hit streak.
So, of course, not many teams can say that they're 9-1, but not a lot of teams can say they've had a lead in the first 10 games of the season either.
No kidding. Yeah, and Frisco allowed 2 in the 5th, 2 in the 6th, 1 in the 7th to fall 5-3 on Sunday. You took it. It was a really good go for Cole Reagans, but you said a lot of good things happened this weekend. Then you swept San Antonio in 6. Lefty ready to Stores. Tying outside for ball one. I think the difference early in that series was where starters shined in opening weekend. Really good relief pitching out of the bullpen. 1-0 to Stowers. Belted in the air to center field. Lofton turns his shoulder. He stops just in front of the track and makes a catch. Hare trying to tag, motors to second. The throw will get there, but not in time. Productive first down off the bat of Stowers that needed a few more feet into the deepest depth of the ballpark. One gone for Ezekiel Duran.
In that series against San Antonio, really good relief pitching, as you mentioned, but also late timely offense. Rough Riders have had three wins this season where they came from behind with runs in the eighth inning, including opening night. That was this man, Ezekiel Duran, with a go-ahead hit.
First pitch to him is a wave and a miss for strike one. And then on top of that, two different guys on the leaderboard for saves. And Lou Jacobson, Chase Lee last night, picking up number three. 0-1 from Parrish. Swing and a miss. 82 out of the left hand of Parrish, and it puts him in front of Duran. No balls, two strikes. Hare at second base in scoring position. Ball has been very jumpy off bats tonight so far. 0-2. Low and blocked by Rivero. Hare will hold up at second base. Now a ball and two strikes.
It seems like the ball is always jumpy off Duran's bat, so maybe this is his night to get his first homer. I feel like you and I have been saying that it's just a matter of time for Duran.
And it is. It really is. Seeing the contact he's shown so far, leads the league in doubles. 1-2 from Parrish. Opposite way and into the diving glove of Glendinning. He'll throw to first, not in time. Hare comes in from third on an errant throw from the first baseman, Glendinning. Parrish tried all he could to get there, and Duran scampers down to second base. Riders get a run back. It's now 3-2 Nats in the bottom of the third. What a defensive effort. But Glendinning really could have taken the time to make a stand and throw to first base, but That's a tough play with the speed of Durant.
Looks like they're going to go air all the way. No base hit.
Now it's Blaine Crim, lefty-righty pitch. Low and gets away from Rivero. Durant down to third, and there'll be no throw. A wild pitch allows Durant to get down to third. 90 feet away from the game's tying run all of a sudden, it feels like. Infield creeping in to the cut of the grass. Parrish coming set at the belt. Now the 1-0. High and outside. Two balls, no strikes to a guy in Blaine Crim that enters tonight 1-for-4 with a run brought in last night. But in that three spot for a reason. A monster series on the road in San Antonio. 2-0. Sees a strike. Right into the glove of the catcher, Rivero. It's now 2-1. Naturals 3, Rough Riders 2 in the bottom of the third. Parrish coming set from the left side. Two balls and a strike to pitch home. Swing and a miss on a big cut from Crim. Counts even. Got the fastball he wanted, but just couldn't catch up to it at 93. Duran waiting at third base for a ball to be put in play. 2-2 comes home. Hard ground ball towards short, eaten up by Garcia. He'll throw to first, and Glendinning there for it for the second out of the inning. Of course, Duran stays at third, and it's up to Dustin Harris.
Well, that time, Northwest Arkansas bringing the infield in, as you mentioned, and that pays off. Ground ball hit right to Garcia. Maybe a few feet one way or the other. It's a base hit. Instead, it's out number two, and it keeps Duran at third.
Defense back to their standard alignment. First pitch to Harris. Swing and a miss for strike one. Massey at second is pretty deep, and Glendinning down the line a bit. Shortstop Garcia is favoring to about the 10 o'clock spot on the second base bag. No balls and a strike to Dustin Harris. High fastball that just misses. The count is even now, a ball and a strike. Knocked his first double-A homer of the season earlier tonight. Put the Riders on the scoreboard just an inning ago. 1-1. There it is. Watched it on a 92-mile-an-hour pitch. Fastball outside to put Parrish in front, 1-2. Dealing with the game's tying run at third in Ezekiel Duran. 1-2 comes home. Swing and a miss for strike three. Riders get one back, but they strand the game's tying run at third. An infield error brings in Trey Hare, and it's 3-2 Naturals. We go to the fourth inning from Riders Field on the Riders Baseball Network.
Field and showcase their awesome artistic abilities. Thanks to Whataburger, Riders fans under the age of 12 can submit their artwork by April 29th. Four winners will be selected to have their masterpiece featured on the main concourse of Riders Field and a video board recognition at one home game during the season. For more information about the Whataburger Art Contest, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Did you know that ABC Home and Commercial Services offers not only pest control services, but also lawn care and maintenance, irrigation, landscaping, plumbing, handyman, and pool services? They can also help you with insulation and heating and air conditioning for the upcoming extreme seasons. As a family-owned operation for three generations and counting, ABC has been serving Texas homes and businesses for over 70 years. Find them online at GoAnteater.com.
Top half of the fourth inning coming your way here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
New pitcher into the ballgame for the Riders. And it's the right-hander, Ty Tiedemann. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley back with you from North Texas. And the Riders trailing the Northwest Arkansas Naturals 3-2 our score. And the right-hander, Tiedemann, continuing to get loose. He'll take over for the lefty starter, Avery Weems. His start comes to a close. Three innings for Weems, gives up three earned runs on three hits, two walks, four strikeouts for Weems. That's good for a season high and just his second start of the season. But a pair of home runs and all three runs coming in on just two swings. First homer of the year for Robbie Glendinning and Nick Lofton. Righty-righty matchup. As Nathan Eaton stands tall. First pitch. Misses down and away. Ball one. Eaton in his first at-bat was the second batter to the plate in the second. And the second strikeout victim to Weems went down watching. 1-0. Off the plate. Now two balls, no strikes. Tiedemann sets, fires. And again, missing outside. Three balls, no strikes. Last time out for Tiedemann. Goes 3 1/3. No strikeouts and a walk. 3-0 home. Off the plate, ball four. Four-pitch walk to Nathan Eaton. His first time aboard this series. The first time tonight that Northwest Arkansas has put the leadoff man aboard. That has been a solid job done by Weems thus far. But Tiedemann with the walk has Robbie Glendinning back to the plate. First pitch, down and away for ball one. 500-plus feet home run that banged off the scoreboard in left center field. A fastball that he went up and got. You can say 1-0. That misses. Tiedemann liked it. Now two balls, no strikes. Six pitches that have yet to find the zone for the righty reliever. Runner at first. The 2-0 runner goes. It's outside missing. The throw down. A good one from Garcia. Not in time. Better jump from Eaton, who was hot-footing his way as Tiedemann still had yet to deliver the ball. And as soon as he was motioning home, Eaton a good distance to second. 3-0. Middle fastball for a called strike one. Glendinning was a problem last night for Riders pitching. Just one official at-bat logged. 3-1 pitch. And Garcia tried to keep that in the zone, but back-to-back walks to begin the top of the fourth for Ty Tiedemann. Eaton at second, Glendinning down to first, his third walk of the series. And the DH Logan Porter's due up next. Infield comes in as Garcia goes out to have a chat with Tiedemann. See if the Riders can keep this a one-run lead for the Naturals. One for the visiting club in the top of the second, two in the top of the third. The Nats threatening for more. They put the first two aboard to begin the fourth. Lights have been on at Riders Field for a majority of the start of the game. They continue to shine down. Texas Baseball Legends Night every Wednesday home game at Riders Field. First pitch to Porter, bounces in the dirt, gets away from Garcia, and both runners advance. Call it the wild pitch. That moves Glendinning down to second and Eaton to third. Nobody out in the top of the fourth. A lot of scoring that we've seen early, despite it just being a 3-2 game. Last night, fairly cut and dry. 1-0. Popped in the air. This will drift a bit. Grimm chasing over and foul grounds underneath it. Makes an underhand catch. And a huge out number one for Ty Tiedemann and the Riders defensively. See how that calms down the right-hander Tiedemann. So he's got his first out. Eaton at third. Glendinning at second. Still no runs in yet. And the left fielder John Rave, 0 for 1, comes to the plate. First pitch to him. Fastball that misses outside. 1-0, no strikes to the left fielder Rave, who homered last night. Pulled it down the right field line. 1-0. That missed. Down and inside. 2-0, no strikes. Tiedemann will throw the sinker slider change combination with the four seamer in there. Now steps off. Rave working 2-0. Was the leadoff batter for the Nats in the third inning. Pitch. Pop foul. Got over the net. Look out. Headed for the concourse, and the count works to 2-1. Backwards K for Rave to begin the third inning. At the time was the fourth and would be the final strikeout for Avery Weems. 2-1 pitch. In the air, foul grounds, and this one will sneak over the Riders' dugout. Find the seats. A couple of foul balls on Rave, and it evens up the count at 2-2. We'll play four more home games after tonight. 2-2. Just missed offside. Now 3-2. Tomorrow, the first rowdy at the river of the season. Thursday as well. 3-2. Missed down and in for 4. The bases are loaded. 3 walks for Tiedemann out of the dugout to begin the fourth. And the top of the order due up in Michael Garcia. Frisco ISD night tomorrow night as well, but the first Blue Northern Hard Seltzer rowdy at the river. Tiedemann sets the first pitch. Hard ground ball towards second. Hare scoops to Duran for one. Down to first. Double play. Big time. 4-6-3 infield. Turn two for the Riders defense. And despite 3 walks, no runs come in, and this stays a 1-run ball game. 3-2. We'll start the bottom of the fourth inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is the perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Frisco Rough Riders hit the trail for their opening road series of 2022 with a 6-game stretch against their South Division foe, the San Antonio Missions, affiliates of the San Diego Padres.
Strike 3 called, and the Rough Riders take opening day 5-4 over Arkansas.
The Riders return to Frisco on Tuesday, April 19th to host the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Tickets are sure to go fast. Visit ridersbaseball.com to secure yours today. Let's ride.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
We've reached the home half of the fourth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Still the lefty starter, Drew Parrish, that climbs the mound for the Naturals. Riding a 3-2 lead as we start the bottom of the fourth inning. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley back with you. Justin Foscue, the designated hitter, stands in, and the first pitch to him. Popped in the air out to shallow right field. The second baseman, Massey, gives chase. He's called off by Matias. That had to banana peel hard to his right to range down that fly ball. One pitch, one out to Justin Foscue. There's one gone in the fourth. Foscue now 0 for 2. Had an RBI and a base hit last night. Enter the switch hitting catcher, David Garcia. Lefty-righty, first pitch to him. Fastball that pounds the zone. 91 for a called strike one. Ground out victim after the Harris at bat in the second inning. Riders went down in order, 0-1. Wave and a miss on a pitch low in the zone. It's now no balls, two strikes. Parrish, again, fastball, changeup, curveball. That's what you got at 81. Shakes off Rivera, now gets a good sign. The 0-2. Opposite way and foul. Late swing from Garcia. Keep the count, no balls, two strikes. Ty Tiedemann came in despite three walks. Able to hold the Naturals off the scoreboard for the first time since the first inning. Score stays 3-2. 0-2 pitch. Poked in the air. Shallow infield, and Massey started back. Has to charge in and makes the grab. Depth got to a bit. Two quick outs for Parrish. Exactly what he needed in the bottom of the fourth. Nobody aboard and two gone for Sandro Fabian, the right fielder. Lefty-righty to him, and the first pitch home. Just missed outside. One ball, no strikes. Next toss. Just missing high. And it's now 2-0. Fabian was the final batter after the Harris home run. 2-0. Oh, that misses. Now three balls, no strikes. Should say it was Dio Edias. After a full count, Fabian was plunked by a pitch. Three balls, no strikes to toss home. High and outside for ball four. Second time tonight that Fabian finds space safely. That will allow Dio Edias another two-out opportunity with Fabian at first base. Chance for Frisco to tie this game. First pitch to him. Swing and a miss for strike one. It was Edias on the first pitch to fly out to center. Ended the second inning. Working now 0-1. Parrish with two gone in the bottom of the fourth. The pitch home. Gets away a bit from Rivero. And Fabian thought about it, but stayed put. Count is even at a ball and a strike. Never a comfortable frame if you're a pitcher where you can walk off the mound, where a run comes in on no hits. That's exactly what happened for Parrish in the third. Set from the left side. Throws back to first. Fabian will scatter back to the bag. Began the inning with a walk to Trey Hare. Stowers got a hold of one but flew out to center field. Hare able to tag, get the second. And then a wild pitch in the at-bat to Ezekiel Duran. One ball, one strike to pitch home. Off the plate. Dying off-speed pitch that couldn't find the zone. Now Edias in front, two balls and one strike. and Duran, a hard ground ball opposite way. Glendinning, the first baseman, had to lay out, slide for it, got the ball in his glove. 2-1. Upstairs. Now 3-1 on a fastball that ranges high and outside. And Glendinning, once he got to a knee, had to scope it. He had Parrish in a mad dash to first base, trying to beat Duran in a foot race. And the throw a little bit behind him. Didn't lead him enough. No out at first. 3-1 to Edias. Here's the pitch. Upstairs for ball 4. Back-to-back two-out walks. And Trey Hare, the next man up. Here comes Derek Lewis, the pitching coach, out of the visitor's dugout, and there had not been an arm warming up, and still really isn't. Nobody currently throwing for Northwest Arkansas. Parrish this season has thrown over 70 pitches in both of his goes, almost 80 in his most recent. He's getting there. I think they were just hoping that after the first two outs, that could allocate him, where at the time he had about 20 pitches to give. Now two more puts him at 70. Naturals hoping Parrish can find the third out of the fourth, but back-to-back walks puts the Riders in business. First pitch, Hare rips and misses for strike 1. Had the count start 0-2 in the third, in the leadoff spot. Battled off 4 strikes, and then 4 consecutive misses put him aboard. 0-1. Chopper right side of the infield. Massey comes in, gloves it, sets and throws to first for the final out. Couple of two-out walks for the Riders, but nothing making of it. That'll do it for the fourth. And the fifth inning on its way. Naturals in front, 3-2. Zach Bigley back with you when we return to Riders Field on the Riders Baseball Network.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ballgame with friends and family. The suite life is the perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your patty melt with 2 fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, and creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig into Whataburger's take on this all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Good thing that dilemma's over. Good thing there's the patty melt at Whataburger.
Are you all about the long home runs?
That one is out of here!
Do you enjoy the big strikeout?
Strike 3 called. This one's over.
How about a dazzling defensive play?
Dives and makes the catch! Unreal!
Then come watch the Frisco Rough Riders at Riders Field for all that and more.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Oh my goodness!
Let's get the top of the fifth started here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Ty Tiedemann looks for a bounce back inning here in the top of the fifth. Rough Riders trailing 3-2 to the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Tiedemann did not allow a run, but he did walk 3. Got a double play with 1 out. 4-6-3 twin killing to get out of the jam. First man he faces is Nick Lofton, who lifted a 2-run home run at the top of the berm in left center field back in the third inning. It's 2-3-4. Lofton to be followed by Massey and Matias. From the stretch, here's the first pitch. A swing and a line drive in a right center field. Coming in Stowers. The center fielder can't get there. It bounces in for a base hit. Nick Lofton, a wide turnaround first. The throw back to first is not in time. Leadoff single for Nick Lofton. This game has seen 3 home runs and only 2 hits that haven't left the ballpark. Rough Riders only have one hit, the Dustin Harris solo home run that came back in the second. Michael Massey looks at a first pitch fastball on the outside corner, and it's 0-1. Second baseman is 0-2 today. 0-6 in the series now. Tiedemann stretches, and the 0-1. Fouled straight back, 0-2. Ty Tiedemann, a very talented high school football player. He played for Long Beach Poly, which has long been an absolute powerhouse in the football side of things. And he was a very good quarterback. Here's the set. 0-2 on the way. Actually, a throw over to first quickly to check on Lofton. He's back in. Lofton 3-for-4 in stolen bases already this year. Tiedemann, his junior year, piloted Long Beach Poly to a state championship in the CIF. 0-2. A liner into shallow left center field. That falls in for a base hit. Harris cuts it off. Lofton around second on his way to third. A wide turn at first base for Massey, and he's caught in a rundown now. Krim chasing him back. Duran chasing him towards first. He dives, tags him, and keeps the runner Lofton at third. There's the first out of the inning. So Michael Massey, a wide turnaround first base. The throw came into the cutoff man, Ezekiel Duran, who threw to Krim, who was back behind at first base. They chased Massey over to second. Krim threw back to Duran, who chased him down and dove after him to get the tag out. So one away, a still is a single for Michael Massey. And he's retired 7-6-3-6. Sully Matias bats now. First pitch. This is outside. One ball, no strikes. Infield in with a runner at third and one out. 3-2 ball game. Northwest Arkansas out in front. Top of the fifth. Tiedemann readies from the stretch. He kicks and fires. A swing and a miss. Good slider off the outside corner. It's 1-1. Tiedemann, after piloting Long Beach Poly to that state championship, decided to focus on baseball his senior year. And he was a two-way player. The pitch is driven high in the air, deep to left field. Oh, my goodness. Over the trees and on to Texas Rangers Drive. An absolute moonshot, 466 feet from Sully Matias, his first long ball of the season. 112 miles an hour off the bat. Wow. That thing was loud, and it was launched. Sully Matias has extreme raw power, and you just saw it. That was a two-run bomb, 466 feet. We've seen some big home runs today, Chris. That's the furthest one.
That really was. To clear that in-touch home run terrace, got to get a hold of it.
First pitch called strike to Sebastian Rivero. 0-1. 466 feet, 112 off the bat. That's big boy territory. 0-1. Rivero watches just outside. It's one ball and one strike.
You hadn't seen it yet from a team that the report that we got was on paper looked really good, but just hadn't rolled over on the numbers side yet.
1-1. Swing and a miss. 1-2. 5-2. Naturals out in front. In that way, both these teams are very similar in the power department. I think you can say that about the Rough Riders, too. 1-2. High pop-up, shallow center field. Stowers coming in. Bermuda trying going, it falls in. Tiedemann covers second, so Sebastian Rivero stays at first, but a bloop single. So this inning has gone four straight hits after no hits against Tiedemann in the fourth, but three walks. 5-2 Naturals, top of the fifth inning. Three home runs today for Northwest Arkansas. And that single, the softest hit of them all, has just kind of floated out there right in between Trey Hare, Ezekiel Duran, and Josh Stowers. First pitch on the way to Eaton is just high, and it's one ball and no strikes on the third baseman for Northwest Arkansas. 0-1 with a walk today. Tiedemann's 1-0. Swing and a miss. Good offering off the outside corner, and it's 1-1.
How about all four of the home runs that we've seen tonight are all first of the season for each individual guy?
Wow, yeah, that's a good point. 1-1. Low off the outside corner. He was able to pull back the bunt that he showed. And it's two balls and one strike. In some ways, it makes sense because these teams haven't hit a lot of homers. But at the same time, 11 games into the season, it's pretty substantial. Tiedemann's 2-1. Swing and a miss. 2-2. Cut through a fastball elevated at 90 miles an hour. The wind continues to blow very hard out to left field. Chris, you mentioned 22 miles an hour at first pitch. 2-2, slashed foul into the netting above the Naturals dugout down the first base side. Still 2-2. Seen some windy days here to begin April and into mid-April in Frisco. Those will continue throughout the summer. 2-2. Chopped foul back behind home. A defensive hack for Eaton as he reached for a slider off the outside corner and just caught a piece. Still two balls, two strikes with one out. 5-2 Naturals, top of the fifth inning. Tiedemann readies from the stretch. 2-2. Fought off into shallow right center field. That one's dropping quickly, and it falls in for a base hit. Back-to-back bloop singles puts two runners aboard with still just one out in the fifth. So a home run at 112 miles an hour off the bat, and back-to-back balls that weren't even hit 80 miles an hour off the bat had fallen for base hits. Robbie Glendinning now from the right side. Tiedemann looks in at him. And the pitch on the way. Low off the outside corner. And it's one ball and no strikes. Missing with the slider that time. Glendinning's reached both times. Wasn't on the base pass for long in the second. Blasting a 457-foot home run off the scoreboard in left center. The 1-0. Slips just outside on a heater and it's two balls, no strikes. And then he drew a walk back in the fourth inning. Tiedemann readies. Brings in the 2-0. Chopped foul at the plate. Still two balls, one strike. Rough Riders pitching staff has really carried a lot of victories lately. They've done a wonderful job tamping down opposing offenses. This is the highest scoring output that the Rough Riders have allowed since Game 2 of the series in San Antonio last Wednesday. 2-1 is drilled in the air to deep right center field. Stowers going back to the warning track. Watched it hit off the warning track and up against the fence. Rivero comes in to score from second. Eaton on his heels, and he comes across home plate. That's a two-run double for Robbie Glendinning, and it's now 7-2 Northwest Arkansas. Rough Riders entering into this one with a seven-game winning streak. And you knew at some point it would come to a close. They're behind the eight ball right now, trailing by 5 runs here in the fifth inning. Have a game, Robbie Glendinning. Home run, double, walk, 3 RBIs. Here's Logan Porter now, but he's going to have to wait to face Ty Tiedemann as here comes Jeff Andrews, the Riders' pitching coach. Go out and chat with his right-hander as Grant Anderson gets up and loosens out of the Riders' pen. Seven runs, 9 hits, and an error for Northwest Arkansas. 2 runs on just 1 hit. Dustin Harris' solo home run that came back in the second inning for the Rough Riders, and no errors tonight. There has not been a single hitter, sorry, Chris, that has been retired outright here in the fifth. There is one out. That's because Michael Massey was retired after trying to extend to second base because of a single. That's single, single, home run, single, single, double. First pitch to Logan Porter. Low and away, and it's one ball, no strikes.
You know, and just teams like this can sometimes jump out and have a night like this. And Weems, a guy, he's not a high strikeout guy from what we've seen this season. Same with Tiedemann. They put the ball in the zone.
1-0. Grounded out to short. Duran comes up, picks. A couple crow hops, slings onto first, and gets him. Two away in the fifth as Glendinning makes his way to third. And John Ray bats now. 7-2, Rough Riders trail. Rave, the eighth man of the inning, up. The offering home. Misses just low, and it's one ball, no strikes. Mentioned Northwest Arkansas being due for it. These are two teams that are on two very different skids right now. 1-0. Rave takes down low and inside. 2-0. Rough Riders on that 7-game winning streak. Northwest Arkansas on a 5-game losing streak. Trying to turn their tides around. 2-0. High chopper out to second. The second baseman, Trey Hare, picks chest high, throws him out at first, and the side comes to a close in the fifth. But not before four runs come across for Northwest Arkansas on 6 hits, no errors, and one runner left on the base pass. Ty Tiemann done after the fifth. The Rough Riders now trail 7-2 as we go to the home half of the fifth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Rough Riders Baseball is back.
A swing and a drive, deep to right field. Forget about this one. Way out of here.
There isn't a better spot in North Texas where you can find a blend of fun, excitement, and baseball.
Strike three called. This one's over.
You don't want to miss a second of this exciting action.
And he makes the catch. What a grab. He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit us online at ridersbaseball.com for tickets or stay locked to the Riders Baseball Network and MILB.tv for all the exciting plays and drama of Rough Riders Baseball.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is the perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
We're back with the bottom of the fifth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Drew Parrish back out for the fifth inning. He deals home to Josh Stowers, and he misses down low and inside. One ball and no strikes. Northwest Arkansas with four runs in the top of the fifth. They've opened up a 7-2 advantage on the Rough Riders. Parrish winds back and deals in. Stowers swings, lines it over the top of Jared Gettert, the third base coach and manager for the Rough Riders. A foul ball. He loses his helmet, catches it mid-dodging, and it's one ball and one strike. Showing off the agility in the third base coaching box. Parrish back into his windup. He deals. Grounded foul back behind home, and it's one ball and two strikes. Rough Riders still only with one hit on the offensive side. The solo home run from Dustin Harris back in the second. An error allowed them to push their second run across in the third. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Stowers strikes out, chasing down low. And there's out number one. Just the third strikeout for Drew Parrish. Ezekiel Duran makes his way to the plate. He's the one who put the ball in play on the error that allowed Trey Hare to come in to score in the third. Parrish winds and deals. High pop-up back behind home. It drifts foul into the seats. 0-1. Drew Parrish had the really nice opportunity to be a part of the Olympic qualifying team last year. Baseball back in the Olympics, and he got to pitch for Team USA. 0-1. Duran cracks it high in the air, deep down the left field line, and foul. He yanked that thing. 342 feet, but foul. 0-2. He was part of a team that had some really big names, Team USA. 0-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Got him with a change off the outside corner, and it's back-to-back strikeouts, the fourth for Drew Parrish. Two outs. Blaine Crim bats now. Rough Riders trailing 7-2, home half of the fifth. Former big leaguers like Matt Kemp, John Jay, Tim Fedorovich, Todd Frazier, Logan Forsythe, part of that team. The pitch to Crim is fouled straight back. 0-1. Also some really big-name prospects. Jaron Duran, who's a Boston Red Sox prospect, along with Tristan Casas, who's also with the Red Sox, and Nick Allen, who we saw in Midland last year, who just made his debut with Oakland. The 0-1, a swing and a miss. A high fastball, 0-2. Allen debuted yesterday with the A's, going 0-3, but good for Nick Allen, the talented middle infielder. 0-2 pitch to Crim. A fly ball off the end of the bat, down the left field line. Rave charging in towards the line, and he watches it go foul. Still 0-2. Crim just reached out and got a piece of it. Still waiting for Crim to run into his first long ball. 29 home runs between high A and double A last year. 0-2 day for him at the plate. Fly out to center and a ground out to short. A left-hander Parrish with bases clear behind him, working from the windup as his sign winds in the 0-2. Soft tapper foul, third base side. Still no balls, two strikes. Grant Anderson continues to loosen out in the Riders pen, which leads you to believe that Ty Tiedemann will not come out for the top of the sixth inning. 0-2. Misses up high to Crim. Backs him off the plate. One ball, two strikes. Probably see Grant Anderson in the sixth. 1-2. Fouled back to the screen. Still ball and two strikes. As much power as Crim possesses, he is a very good hitter at staying alive in counts, going deep in counts. Very quick bat. We'll see his seventh pitch here in this 1-2 count. Parrish obliges and deals home. Big curveball slipped out of his hand, high and away. Two balls and two strikes. 7-2 Naturals, bottom five. Crim wiggles the bat back and forth over his right shoulder. The deuce-deuce pitch. A high skyscraping pop-up in the infield on the right side. Glendinning, the first baseman, called off by Massey, the second baseman, who's under it, makes the catch, and the side is retired in order in the fifth inning. No runs, hits, errors, and nobody left on base. Rough Riders sat down quietly, and we go to the top of the sixth. It's 7-2. Northwest Arkansas out in front on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. And post-game, kids run the bases for free. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fundays. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Strike three called. This one's over.
Let's ride.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ballgame with friends and family. The suite life is the perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Live action continues with the top of the sixth inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Grant Anderson out of the Riders' bullpen. Rough Riders trailing 7-2. Anderson, the third pitcher used by the Rough Riders tonight. And he will face Michael Garcia, Nick Lofton, and Michael Massey. Top third of the order for Northwest Arkansas. Alongside Chris Jarrett, I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy to have you along on this beautiful Wednesday night. Gorgeous night for baseball. Michael Garcia in from the right side against the right-handed sidearm tosser, Grant Anderson. He comes set, delivers home. Fastball inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Ty Tiedemann done after his two innings of work out of the pen. 0-1. Slider slips outside. 1-1. His final line, four runs all earned on six hits over his two innings. Anderson's 1-1, a swing and a foul back into Garcia's glove, and it's 1-2. Tiedemann did not strike out a batter and walked three. Tiedemann had been very good up until this performance. Here's the set. And the 1-2. Off the end of the bat, a grounder over to first base. Backhand stop for Krim. He takes to the pillow himself, steps on the bag, and there's out number one. Nick Lofton stands in now. Rough Riders trailing by five. Top of the sixth inning. So for Tiedemann, just a blip in the radar. Anderson looks for a bounce back outing himself. He delivers. Slider misses inside. It's one ball and no strikes to Lofton, who's having a very good game so far. Two-run home run in the third, a single in the fifth. He walked in the first. He's 2-for-2 and has scored twice as well. 1-0. High off the outside corner, two balls and no strikes. As mentioned, Anderson looking for a bounce-back outing. Here's the set, 2-0. A strike on the outside corner, and it's 2-1. He was good in his first inning in San Antonio, left a couple runners stranded. The next inning he came out, the pitch, fouled straight back on a slider, and it's 2-2. Overall, line looked good, though. 1 2/3 innings of shutout baseball. He has been much improved since really an uncharacteristic outing on April 9th against Arkansas. The 2-2, grounded foul, third baseline, and it's still two balls, two strikes, in which he allowed three straight home runs to the Travelers in the ninth inning to make it a one-run game. He's not allowed a run since then. He has his sign come set. Kicks and fires. A check swing and a ball that just missed off the outside corner. They appeal, and Ben Engstrand rings him up. A strikeout for Grant Anderson. Two down, and Michael Massey bats now. First strikeout for Rough Riders pitching since Avery Weems picked up his fourth strikeout to end the third. We're in the top of the sixth. First pitch on the way to Massey. In there for a strike. 0-1. 7-2, Northwest Arkansas leads it. The pitch. Inside. 1-1. Massey's a 1-for-3 hitter today. Single back in the fifth inning. He's thrown out after a wide turn, trying to advance to second. 1-1. Cuts and misses on a fastball off the outside corner, and it's 1-2. Rough Riders have been doing a lot of out-hitting at their opponents this year. Tonight, it's the opposite. Northwest Arkansas, a 9-1 advantage in the hit column. Anderson from the stretch. 1-2. Fouled straight back. Still ball, two strikes. Rough Riders, over their last eight games entering tonight, had been putting up insane hit numbers. There's 76 hits over those eight games, or more than 44 teams in the minors have overall this entire season. 1-2. High drive out to right field. Fabian over towards the line. He's under it. Makes the catch. And the side comes to a close in 1-2-3 fashion for Northwest Arkansas. Nice work out of the bullpen for Grant Anderson. We go to the home half of the sixth. Rough Riders trailing 7-2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you all about the long home runs?
That one is out of here!
Do you enjoy the big strikeout?
Strike three called. This one's over.
How about a dazzling defensive play?
Dives and makes the catch. Unreal.
Then come watch the Frisco Rough Riders at Riders Field for all that and more.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off.
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Oh, my goodness.
Are pests bugging you? Have you tried getting rid of pests on your own? Let the trained professionals at ABC Home and Commercial Services take care of your home and business and keep the pests away for good. From roaches, ants, rodents, mosquitoes, termites, and more, the family-owned ABC can handle any pest problem you have. ABC has taken care of Texas homes and businesses for over 70 years. Contact us today at goanteater.com. At ABC, it's not just about what we do, it's about who we are.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the In Touch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride.
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders trailing 7-2 as we go to the home half of the sixth inning. Justin Harris leads things off. He's the lone hit for the Rough Riders tonight. A solo home run back in the second. Wind back and Jeffrey De Rosario delivers on the first pitch. It's in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Taking over for Drew Parrish, he's the first man out of the bullpen today for Northwest Arkansas. The right-hander squares his shoulders to the first base dugout, winds and deals. Low off the outside corner on a 94-mile-an-hour heater, and the count flattens at one ball and one strike. Final line for Drew Parrish. He allows just two runs, one earned on one hit. 1-1. A swing and a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dustin Harris just continues to hit the baseball all over the yard. He picks up yet another hit, his 12th of the season. Eight-game hitting streak for Dustin Harris. And it's a leadoff single here in the sixth inning. Finishing up that line on Drew Parrish. Over his five innings, he struck out four and walked three. Justin Foscue 0-for-2 today. He's in from the right side against the right-hander Del Rosario. And the first offering inside. One ball, no strikes. Rangers in action today against Seattle up at T-Mobile Park in the Pacific Northwest. No score in that game. They're just underway. They're in the second. 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball. Finds the inside corner for a called strike, and it's 1-1. Big news out of MLB, though, today is Shohei Ohtani got the start. And he was flat-out nasty. Here's the set. 1-1 offering to Foscue. A high pop-up, third base side. Eaton into foul territory, getting near the warning track, and he dropped it. Right on the warning track, still drifting. Went right off the edge of his glove. And that'll probably be an error on Nathan Eaton. We'll see how that scored. It is strike two to Foscue. One ball, two strikes. Shohei Ohtani, through six innings, allowed one hit. He was perfect through five. Struck out 12 and walked one. And we're not done. Here's the set. And the 1-2 on the way to Foscue. Swinging a foul at the plate, back behind home, still one ball, two strikes. Not only did he do that, but at the plate he was also 2-for-3 with two RBIs and a run scored. He doubled. And there's still two more innings left to go. L.A. up 6-0 over Houston. Crazy, crazy stuff from Shohei Ohtani. The 1-2. Runner goes. A high pop-up back this way. It's just short of us, but it's beyond the field. No, it's not beyond the field. The catcher, Rivera, had a chance at it, and he dropped it right at the warning track. So that's two drop pop-ups.
I think the win, aside from the bloop single that Frisco allowed to drop in, we're now starting to see the wind get a hold of some of these fly balls where that's, as you mentioned, that's two now.
Definitely looked like off the bat that was going to get over the net. It blew back onto the field, and it ended up missing the catcher. Rivero's glove hit him in the chest protector as it came down. 1-2 still here on Foscue. Here she comes. Foscue chops it out to third. The third baseman, Eaton, picks. Throws on to second for one. Relay to first. Got him. Double play. Around the horn. Northwest Arkansas gets two for the price of one, eliminating the leadoff single from Dustin Harris. And David Garcia climbs in now here in the sixth. 7-2 Northwest Arkansas. How about that from Shohei Ohtani, Chris?
That's insane. And that's your AL MVP. That was in the mix with a really good year from Vladdy Jr. last year. Both contenders, but I think at the end of the day it was really an easy decision.
First pitch to Garcia. He swings, flies it out into left center field, chasing Ray back into the warning track. He makes the catch, bangs into the screen in front of the LED in left center field, and the side comes to a close here in the sixth. We'll continue that conversation as we go to the top of the seventh inning. Rough Riders trailing 7-2, and Chris Jarrett returns to the mic when we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV, all from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here with MILB.TV.
Forget about this one. That ball is gone.
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
The Riders have blown it open here in the seventh.
Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games from over 100 minor league baseball teams live or on demand.
Leaps, and he makes the catch.
Oh, my goodness. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code ROUGHRIDERS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit MILB.TV for details today.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Seven-two ball game. Northwest Arkansas pacing the way on a Wednesday night at Riders Field. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley back with you. And Grant Anderson, the right-handed reliever, back out on the mound. Takes the long look down and set to face Sully Matias. First pitch. Drops into the zone for a called strike one. Nats went down in order back in the sixth. 1-2-3 came to the plate. 4-5-6 here in the seventh. The 0-1 way outside. 93 out of the hand of Anderson. Now a ball and a strike. Back on the conversation that Zach brought up of, as advertised, a two-way player, and Shohei Ohtani doing just that and then some. First, though, the break-even. Cut and miss for strike two as Matias tried to go deep again.
Talk about a guy in Shohei who won the MVP last year. If he stays healthy, I don't know how he doesn't win it every year, honestly.
Most, and well, just with Trout as well, dealing with injury last year. 1-2, outside. Two balls, two strikes.
And that goes back to, is it a most valuable player award, or is it a best player award because most valuable, you can't get more valuable than a guy who pitches and hits.
Literally does both.
Yeah.
2-2. Just missed outside. Now 3 balls, 2 strikes. You've seen it at, of course, different times in a long time, two-way players, and you wonder if at some point you'll start to see it more and more. 3-2. Cut on and miss. Strike 3. First strikeout in the 7th for Grant Anderson as Matias retired on strikes. There's one gone. Just more youth baseball players prior. I mean, of course you see it. Kids in high school, a lot of these guys, some of them would be pitchers. Most pitchers were position players. Nice breaking action on the outside for Anderson. First pitch is a hot chopper off the bat of Rivero. Duran throws to first. And one pitch to retire the catcher, Sebastian Rivero. Just quickly two gone in the top of the 7th.
I think you're right. But also at the same time, I think Shohei Ohtani makes it look so easy when people don't realize that it's really hard to do one. You think of a guy like Brendan McKay, who coming out of Louisville was supposed to be a two-way guy. He came up to the big leagues a little bit on both sides of things, but never really stuck.
Ready, ready as Anderson tries to breeze a quick pitch across to Nathan Eaton. It misses outside 1-0. And for the most part, you think a lot of these guys will just think it's easier to hone their craft, focus on a position, or at least an area of a position and a mindset. 1-0. That's outside. 2 balls, no strikes.
You can think of a guy like Hunter Green, who was the number one overall pick by the Reds, just made his debut. Throws over 100 miles an hour, hit 102, but people are even talking about him being a number one overall pick as a two-way guy.
2-0 from Anderson. Cut on and miss for strike one. Reaching swing from Eaton. Just shows baseball finds you. Guys find their avenue of where they find failure. Swing and a miss for strike two. They're able to adapt. There's numerous pitchers on this Riders team that failed at one spot, one aspect, and they're able to adapt and shine in another spot. For Ozuna and Chasley, we both saw last night. 2-2 outside. It's now 3 balls, 2 strikes.
Baseball's hard. Very hard.
Speaking of which, Miguel Cabrera is on a milestone watch. 3-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. A couple of strikeouts for Grant Anderson and back-to-back frames for the Naturals. Retired in order. We'll talk about Miguel Cabrera and a big-time milestone that a perfect night could get even more perfect for him when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
There's no better way to stay up to date with the 2022 season than with the Riders Report blog. With the Riders Report blog, stay caught up with the news around the Frisco Rough Riders and updates from around the rest of the Texas League. Catch exclusive feature stories and interviews with Riders players and coaches. Get an in-depth look around the Riders as well as the rest of the Rangers farm system with the Riders Report blog at ridersinsider.moblogs.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Stretch time is over. Back to the action. To the bottom of the 7th on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Jeffrey Del Rosario back into the ballgame. Issues a first pitch. Loud called strike one to Sandro Fabian. We're off and running after the stretch at Riders Field. 0-1. It's down and away. Evens the count, a ball and a strike. 7-2 Naturals. They scored four in the top of the fifth. That is a big difference in tonight's game. Righty, righty, the break even. Belted in the air to center. Hard off the bat, but Lofton turns the shoulder. Retreats a couple steps and makes a grab. One gone in the bottom of the seventh. There is a mob of youngsters in left center field that you could easily hear from up here in our spot in the booth calling for that ball. No such luck. They'll see if Dio Edias can send one their direction. Seen a good amount of them tonight. Ready, ready, the pitch. Just misses. One ball, no strikes to the third baseman, Edias, that is 0-for-1. One pitch, flyout victim in the second, walked in the fourth. 1-0. Tight at the hands. He misses inside. 94 out of the hands of Jeffrey Del Rosario, spelt with a Y. His 2-0. Off the bat, opposite way, right center field and dropping quickly. Lofton there, but it's Matias that ranges in the alley and makes the grab. Two quick outs, six total pitches for the righty reliever Del Rosario. Despite the leadoff single from Dustin Harris, Frisco's currently dealing with nine consecutive batters. Gone down, or at least 1-2-3 in the fifth, 1-2-3 in the sixth. Now here's Trey Hare. It's a loud called strike one. Can't say retired in order nine straight if Dustin Harris recorded a single, but it was a 1-2-3 frame. The 0-1. Down and inside at the cleats of the second baseman Hare. Working on an even count, looking for his first hit of the night. Really, aside from Dustin Harris, the rest of the Riders lineup doing that. 1-1 misses. It's now two balls and a strike. Solo homer for the left fielder Harris. It's his first at the AA level and a base hit to begin the sixth. That's it. 2-1 pitch. Chopper off home plate and it dies. Left-handed batter's box. Now 2-2. Jack, you mentioned before the game that Frisco hasn't had a stinger yet. This feels like a stinger.
Yeah, it certainly does. He's happened. It's baseball.
Two balls, two strikes. It's Jeffrey Del Rosario spins and fires. Hard chopper, first base side, foul. A lot of guys that just due for power, or at least due to produce, did that tonight.
Chris, if your first bad game is 11 games in, you'll take that.
You will take that. Tell you this, the Riders will wake up in first in the South tomorrow. 2-2 right back up the middle and leaks into center field for a base hit. Talk about manifesting something. Trey Hare picks up the first non-Dustin Harris Riders hit of the night. Just got past the glove of Del Rosario. Now time for Josh Stowers, center fielder that's 0-for-3 and has his start in reaching base safely via the hit at risk. 0-for-3, a pair of Ks. Ready, ready, the first pitch to him. Down and away. Attempt, or at least a thought of a back pick from Rivero. Held on to it. One ball, no strikes. Seven, eight, nine has done well despite just one hit for the Riders tonight. The 1-0. In the air to right center field. Little carry on this as Matias now turns in hard. Depth might have fooled him a bit, but he tracks it down in right center and makes the grab for the final out. Two out base hit from Trey Hare is stranded. And we'll take a 7-2 ball game into the eighth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is back. A
swing and a drive, deep to right field. Forget about this one. Way out of here.
There isn't a better spot in North Texas where you can find a blend of fun, excitement, and baseball.
Strike three called. This one's over.
You don't want to miss a second of this exciting action.
And he makes the catch. What a grab. He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit us online at ridersbaseball.com for tickets or stay locked to the Riders Baseball Network and MILB.TV for all the exciting plays and drama of Rough Riders Baseball.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience of the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Now through the end of April, Riders fans have the opportunity to help decorate Riders Field and showcase their awesome artistic abilities. Thanks to Whataburger, Riders fans under the age of 12 can submit their artwork by April 29th. Four winners will be selected to have their masterpiece featured on the main concourse of Riders Field and a video board recognition at one home game during the season. For more information about the Whataburger Art Contest, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Grant Anderson back on the mound from the right side. The first pitch of the eighth inning misses inside for ball one. Off and going with the Naturals in front. They've led the entire night. 7-2 ball game as we start the eighth. Count is 1-0. The pitch home. Snaps the zone for a loud called strike one. Miguel Cabrera, when the alert came across, 3-for-3, perfect night as the Tigers and Yankees continue a series. 1-1, check swing. And a strike all the way to the first baseman, Glendinning. Aroldis Chapman on the mound. 5-3 Yankees lead at Comerica, the bottom of the ninth. 1-2 pitch. Ooh, just missed it off the plate. Count is even, two balls, two strikes. Three strikeouts for Grant Anderson. He picked up two in the seventh. He's retired six in a row. 2-2. Late swing, and it's foul. Wow. Loud contact. Two balls, two strikes. So I tried the Dr. Pepper milkshake tonight.
And?
Yeah, that's a big and. It was during your innings. I hope you don't mind, but 2-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Great offer from Anderson. He picks up his fourth K of the night. He's retired seven in a row. And for the Nats, it's nine consecutive batters sat down. One out, base is empty for Logan Porter. It's really good.
I just want to say, your great friend and partner, you held up sweet or salty. What did I want?
Nothing.
I said neither. We'll get it next time. I know. But, hey, it's good.
It's very good.
Okay.
Yep. First pitch outside to Logan Porter. Ball one. Porter tonight, a strikeout, but he's put the ball in play his last two at-bats. Popped out in the fourth and a ground out in the fifth. Righty-righty, the 1-0. Middle fastball at 93. Strike one.
What's your favorite thing you've had here?
That's a good question because this is actually just the second thing. No, it'll be the third thing. 1-1 tipped and squeezed by the catcher Garcia for strike two. So go all the way back to the Frisco Classic. That was the first encounter where we had chicken tenders and fries. That was really good. If you are hungry and you missed a meal, that's your go-to. 1-2. Opposite way and drops in right field for a one-out base hit. Logan Porter able to find his first hit of the night, his first game of the series. That breaks a streak of nine consecutive. Naturals retired. Bottom of the order in the left fielder, John Rave. Also had the, down the third base line, the mac and cheese. First pitch. Misses low and in for ball one. Had like sweet and sour pulled pork, mac and cheese, threw a little hot sauce on there. And that was pretty good.
RS3 doing a great job with the new concessions this year.
A 1-0. It's a loud call on strike one. There's just good options, like an entire booth. They had milkshakes. You could do the classic batting helmet with the ice cream right in it. Take a rider's helmet home. 1-1. That's called strike two. Thought about a popcorn play. Just a safe, simple popcorn play.
Okay.
I think we'll have to save that for another night. Had to get to that booth down there. 1-2. Tipped and squeezed for strike three. Second strikeout of the inning for Anderson. And his fifth of the night. Two gone in the eighth. Top of the order, and Michael Garcia's up next. Trying to get the Dr. Pepper milkshake in last homestands. I think Saturday night, not a chance. Too many folks. First pitch. Swing and a miss for strike one.
Now you're fighting your way through 9,000 people to get down there. I'll say the best thing I've had is the brisket nachos. Fantastic.
Did you do that without me? When was that?
I did.
0-1. It's in there for call strike two. That's not good to hear.
That was a Frisco classic.
Okay.
I have to say, doing some behind-the-scenes stuff and getting some photos and some video, I did get to try a few more things without you, so I apologize.
0-2 left off the zone. It's a ball and two strikes.
At the same time, I don't regret it at all because it was fantastic. Yeah. But
looked really good. The tots looked really good.
Oh,
the
fantastic.
Tot guy.
The skewers.
I think that's next on the list. 1-2, runner goes. Backwards K, got him looking for strike three. And Grant Anderson, a special night in three innings. Six strikeouts, and he K's the side in the top of the eighth. No runs on a Logan Porter base hit, no errors, and a man left aboard. Riders trailing by 5, 7-2. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning from Riders Field next.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Lil' Sweet! Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big at Brighton, North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back of the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Home half of the eighth coming up right here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Two, three, four, do up for the Riders. It's Jeffrey Del Rosario that fires the first pitch. Misses the zone low for ball one. Shortstop Duran, 0-3 tonight. Reached via the error in the third. 1-0 is driven high in the air down the first baseline. Tough play for Matias to range over, and it drops just fair of the line. Duran cruises into second base with a leadoff double. His league best seventh double of the season. Looks to hopefully have that to get things going in the bottom of the eighth. Frisco trailing by five. Enter Blaine Krim. 0 for 3 so far. First pitch. Thought about. They'll say a true effort from Krim for strike one. Loaded upcoming promotional slate. And certainly worth mentioning. How about in just a few short nights on Saturday, it's going to be May night. That one's going to be special. Of course, the play on NSYNC's, it's going to be me. It's going to be May. Chris Kirkpatrick will be in town. Got a good glimpse of the jerseys that the Riders will be able to don on that Saturday night. Those are a spectacle. 0-1. Swing and a miss for strike two.
Blaine Krim did too.
Yes, he did. Blaine Krim did too. It's a heavy play on the denim, Zach.
I wish they were made of denim, but it looks like they are.
They certainly do.
So the players are glad they are made of denim.
Yeah. 1-0-2. Goes around for strike three. Krim never quite sold on the first or third pitch of that at bat. He's the first out at the bottom of the eighth inning. Dustin Harris due up next. Has two of the Riders now four hits. Righty lefty spot to him. First pitch. That'll catch for a called strike one. Of course, fireworks Friday and Saturday as well. We were talking earlier about the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. That will be the first one of the season. $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, $2 drafts. 0-1. This is down and away for ball one. Counts even. Drink specials throughout the ballpark. 21 and over for Rowdy at the River. Sponsored by Blue Norther Hard Seltzer. That'll draw a crowd as summer gets going. 1-1. Big cut and miss for strike two.
It's a big party.
I'm excited to see it. I'm really excited to see it. Shoot, if they were here tonight, Dustin Harris would have had a souvenir for a lucky fan out there in the Lazy River. Dropped in his first homer in the second of the season.
You'll see tomorrow. You got to watch out. It's pretty hard to find blue water. There's a lot of folks in there. So I don't know if souvenir or more like flying object falling out of the sky
right.
at somebody.
Not a bad spot to watch a game. 1-2, swing and a miss for strike three. Back-to-back Ks for Del Rosario. Quickly two gone following the leadoff double from Duran in the eighth. Busy time in sports with baseball in full swing. NHL is gearing up to the playoffs. First pitch to Justin Foscue. In for a called strike one. Then the NBA playoffs. Underway. Nets and Celtics in action tonight. Philly across the border in Toronto. And then Bulls and Bucks. 0-1. Missed low. Ball on a strike. Tough go last night for Suns fans. Devin Booker with 31 in the first half and left early in the second half with a hamstring issue. Pelicans came back and won by 11. 1-1. Tipped foul. Now one ball and two strikes. Mavs will be in action tomorrow night. They continue that series. All knotted up, game apiece. Game three tomorrow in Utah. That one 8 o'clock Central Time. 1-2 to Justin Foscue. Pitch home. High chopper in the infield. Massey from second charges in. On a hop throws to first, and it's in time. Glendinning just kept the foot planted for out number three. Folded in the eighth, and still a 7-2 ball game. We go to the ninth inning, and Zach Bigley back on the horn on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win!
Use promo code Rough Riders at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
The Frisco Rough Riders hit the trail for their opening road series of 2022 with a six-game stretch against their South Division foe, the San Antonio Missions, affiliates of the San Diego Padres.
Strike three called, and the Rough Riders take opening day 5-4 over Arkansas.
The Riders return to Frisco on Tuesday, April 19th to host the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Tickets are sure to go fast. Visit RidersBaseball.com to secure yours today. Let's ride.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders turn to Lou Jacobson here in the top of the ninth inning. Trailing 7-2 to Northwest Arkansas alongside Chris Jarrett. I'm Zach Bigley. Nick Lofton, Michael Massey, and Sully Matias, the 3-2 up against Jacobson, who's the fourth pitcher used by the Rough Riders tonight. Chris, you mentioned it just a little bit, but Grant Anderson, what an appearance tonight. Three innings, six strikeouts for the right-hander.
Yeah, really good in what's essentially what was a low-pressure appearance. Same thing here for Jacobson, just to come in and try and settle things down. Grant did.
Only one base runner against him. First pitch misses low and away, and it's one ball and no strikes. So Jacobson comes in with two saves on the year. This is not a save situation, trailing by five here in the ninth. Left-hander from the stretch, he deals in the 1-0 to Lofton. Fouled away, right side. One ball and one strike. Well, we have a game program here every single homestand, and Lou Jacobson was our cover athlete, if you will, on the game program. Chris, you did a nice story on him. Here's the set. And the 1-1 pitch. Chopper out to third and foul. Scooped up by Edius in foul territory. Ball and two strikes. It's just a really good story.
It was, and I think it started just doing your standard run-of-the-mill preparation on these guys prior to the start of the season, and saw on the pitching page for Lou that he was assigned to Team Germany, the World Baseball Classic, so of course he chased that.
1-2. This is up high. Two balls, two strikes.
And so had a chance to talk to him about how his mom had ties back in Germany. That's all you needed, is just to have a family member or very close relative to have nationality to a foreign country for you to be able to play overseas.
Here's the 2-2. A swing and a foul at the plate. Still 2-2.
A kid that comes from really a family full of siblings, has some half-siblings, some step-siblings, but Lou wasted no time to mention his bond to his brother Corey and just said, from the start, we were always really, really close. He's kept me passionate about the game of baseball.
2-2. Slash foul out of play to the right side. Still 2-2.
I think the most impressive thing about Lou that you find out is you look at his box score and you see nothing logged coming into this year since 2019. And you see a late-round draft pick in the 27th round out of his college days.
2-2. This is low in the dirt. Count runs full at three balls, two strikes.
He started at Santa Barbara City College. Was fortunate enough to get to Long Beach. And had an injury early on in City College at Santa Barbara CC. And just said he lost the love for the game. He texted his coach and said, I think I'm going to hang him up. And he genuinely thought about being done.
Payoff pitch. Just down low and inside. Miss with a slider for ball four. And Nick Lofton is aboard to lead off the ninth inning. 7-2. Northwest Arkansas leads.
Lou even said he thought, you know, your coach and that you text them that, hey, I'm really not feeling it. This injury is getting me down. I think I might be done. And maybe hoping for someone to be in his corner, or maybe there was a miscommunication. But his coach said, all right, we'll see ya.
First pitch to Michael Massey is swinging a fly ball into the alley left center. Coming in, Harris still charging in. He makes the catch. Lofton retreats back to first. One away here in the top of the ninth. Five-run advantage for Northwest Arkansas. Tuli Matias bats now.
And so just going back on Lou, said he was not out of baseball long, where he realized that that absence of baseball in his life was too big to ignore. Got back in the game, texted his coach. And they had him back by fall. Got the transfer to Long Beach.
He deals in. This is down in the dirt, blocked by Garcia. One ball, no strikes.
And so got the first call from the Rangers in the draft. And I said, Lou, were you a senior when you got drafted? And he kind of smiled and said, nope, a redshirt sophomore. But the dream that I never really quite thought was possible was to play professional baseball. And when that opportunity presented itself, and that's your dream when you're a kid, I hopped all over it.
1-0. Down low and inside in the dirt. Back pick down to first, not in time. Two balls, no strikes.
And so things started for Luke with the Rangers organization, and said he remembers his first go very well. I think he said he gave up 7 runs and felt, I'm way in over my head here. Of course, as you do, things got settled down and had a good first year, but had a nagging elbow injury, which is always not what you want to hear.
2-0. Matias takes down low and inside. 3 balls, no strikes.
And so Jacobson tried to do self-rehab, team rehab, but basically try and nurture that injury without surgery. And it ended up costing about 6 months and eventually had TJ.
3-0 pitch. Matias watched the fastball hum across the outside corner. It's a called strike, and it's 3-1 now.
So, again, for Lou, at the end of the road, at the end of your wits, do I hang it up? Do I stay with it? Rehab the elbow injury and came back feeling really good. Had a first good 2019 season.
3-1 toss. A swing and a miss. Blew a fastball at 97 by him. 3-2.
And then COVID. I mean, no one played in 2020, so another very huge road bump for Jacobson and the rest of the minor leaguers at the time. Came back strong in 2021.
He fires home the payoff. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Slider down low and inside. He picks up his first strikeout. Lou Jacobson earns the second out of the ninth. Runner aboard at first base. 2 down. 7-2 Northwest Arkansas. They send Sebastian Rivero to the plate. The catcher.
Zach, his first pitch of spring training in 2021, almost completely tore his left lat off of the bone, Lou said. His entire back was completely black and blue.
First pitch home. Fastball, strike in the outside corner at the knees, and it's 0-1. That's not good.
Back to the drawing board.
Yeah.
And another spot for Lou, and you could tell it just every when he was telling the story, it kept taking a toll. Again, here I am at a fork in the road. Am I done, or do I keep going?
Here's the 0-1. A high pop-up in the infield. Ezekiel Duran, the shortstop, under it. And he puts it away. Two hands up above the ball cap. Side retired in the ninth inning. A nice inning from Lou Jacobson. And a good story as well. You can find that full story from Chris on the website at RidersBaseball.com as part of our game program. Rough Riders trailing 7-2 as we go to the home half of the ninth. Rough Riders with some sheep to shear. They need 5 to tie, 6 to win it on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities. Are pests bugging you? Have you tried getting rid of pests on your own? Let the trained professionals at ABC Home and Commercial Services take care of your home and business and keep the pests away for good. From roaches, ants, rodents, mosquitoes, termites, and more, the family-owned ABC can handle any pest problem you have. ABC has taken care of Texas homes and businesses for over 70 years. Contact us today at goanteater.com. At ABC, it's not just about what we do, it's about who we are.
CarpetTech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpet Tech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
Last chance. We've hit the bottom of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders down by five as we go to the bottom half of the ninth inning. Seven-game winning streak on the line for Frisco, and they'll face Zach Willeman, a 6'3" left-hander out of the mound. Right-hander, I should say. Northwest Arkansas turns their third pitcher of the night. Willeman will face David Garcia, Sandro Fabian, Dio Edias, 6-7-8 in the order. First pitch, fastball just outside, one ball and no strikes. 96-mile-an-hour heater out of the right-hander's hand. He winds back and deals home to Garcia. Fouled at the plate. Ball and a strike. 0-3 for the Riders catcher. He's flipped around and now batting from the left side of the plate. Willeman squares his shoulders to the plate, winds back, and deals in the 1-1. A two-hop chopper out to second base. Massey has it off to his left, flips on to first base, and gets David Garcia. And there's one away here in the bottom of the ninth. Sandro Fabian, the batter now. Zach Willeman, the 26-year-old, 6'2", 219, out of Kent State, the Golden Flashes. Originally picked up by the Dodgers in the 2017 draft in the 19th round. First pitch. Fabian watches one low and inside. One ball, no strikes. Traded from the Dodgers to the Kansas City Royals organization in 2021. A 1-0 misses off the outside corner. Two balls, no strikes, right before the lockout started. He looks in at Fabian, and the 2-0. This is low, three balls, no strikes. And with one out in the ninth inning, Riders trailing 7-2. Making his fourth appearance this season, all out of the bullpen. 0-1 with a 3.60 ERA. 3-0. On the inside edge, a called strike. 3-1. Well, this is game two of a six-game series. We'll have game three tomorrow at 6:35. 3-1. High and tight. Ball four. Fabian draws a one-out walk. Dio Edias climbs in now for the Rough Riders. 7-2 Northwest Arkansas. Bottom nine. One-out runner at first. Tomorrow's pitching matchup will be Justin Slayton for the Rough Riders, who's making his second start of the season. There's the set. And the first pitch to Edias. Breaking ball settles on the outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. Anthony Veneziano, a left-hander, gets the ball for Northwest Arkansas. He's 0-2 with a 14.73 ERA. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Good slider low and outside. 0-2. Those elevated ERAs here at the beginning of the season. Fabian takes his lead from first. Pitch on the way. Low off the outside corner. One ball, two strikes. We'll be on the air at 6:15 for that 6:35 first pitch. Tickets still available as well. Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River makes its debut tomorrow. 1-2. High chopper up the middle. The shortstop Garcia to his left steps on the second base bag, throws onto first, and it's in time for the double play. There's your ball game. Rough Riders fall 7-2 tonight to the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. It snaps the seven-game winning streak. It snaps Northwest Arkansas's five-game skid. The Rough Riders fall to 9-2 on the season, while Northwest Arkansas, they go to 4-7 on the year. Rough Riders defeated tonight 7-2 by the Naturals. Chris Jarrett has the post-game show, and we come back here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you all about the long home runs?
That one is out of here!
Do you enjoy enjoy the big strikeout?
Strike three called. This one's over.
How about a dazzling defensive play?
Dives and makes the catch. Unreal.
Then come watch the Frisco Rough Riders at Riders Field for all that and more.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off.
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Oh, my goodness.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The Frisco Rough Riders hit the trail for their opening road series of 2022 with a six-game stretch against their South Division foe, the San Antonio Missions, affiliates of the San Diego Padres.
Strike three called, and the Rough Riders take opening day 5-4 over Arkansas.
The Riders return to Frisco on Tuesday, April 19th to host the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Tickets are sure to go fast. Visit ridersbaseball.com to secure yours today. Let's ride.
Strike three called. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
It's a final from Riders Field. The seven-game win streak comes to a close as Frisco drops Wednesday night's contest to Northwest Arkansas 7-2, the final score. Chris Sherrod with you on the Riders Baseball Network in our post-game show setting. 10 hits for the Naturals tonight, and enough to just swarm Frisco. Four hits, two of them belong to Dustin Harris, and they're able to end that Riders win streak. Frisco now moving to 9-2 overall, so as Zach alluded to earlier, you'll certainly take two losses in your first 11 games played. With the win, Northwest Arkansas now to 4-7 in the Texas League North, and boy, was it a hard-hitting effort from the Nats offensively, where it was a solo home run to start the party in the second by Robbie Glendinning, his first of the season. Nick Lofton with a two-run homer in the third, his first homer of the season. And then again, Zuli Matias with a two-run moonshot to cap what was a hard-hitting offensive onslaught by the Nats in the fifth, where they were able to bring in four. And it was the first homer of the season for Matias as well. So three different guys for the Nats where they entered the game and entered the series, should say, with just one home run. They got one last night and then three more tonight. So the ball flying off the bat early in the series for Northwest Arkansas. They draw the series even at a game apiece. Looking at the box score for Frisco again, Dustin Harris taking most of the attention from the box score for the Rough Riders tonight. He goes 2-for-4 and knocks his first double-A homer of his young professional career. So big tip of the cap to Dustin Harris. Got that off of his back, and a lefty-lefty nonetheless, and able to put the lone earned run on the line tonight for Drew Parrish. And boy, was he special. Got his first win of the season. Five innings with four strikeouts. Only one hit allowed, and it was the solo homer from Dustin Harris. Three walks, they never came to bite him. He turned it over to Jeffrey Del Rosario. Three innings, two Ks, no runs on three hits, no walks as well. And then it was Zach Willeman that came in with the save in an inning. One walk, no runs, hits, or strikeouts. For the Riders, Avery Weems gets the loss. Three innings tonight, three earned runs on three hits, a pair of walks, and four strikeouts. I think Grant Anderson, in terms of the pitching front, shines for the Riders tonight. He goes three innings, one hit, no runs, no walks, six strikeouts, and certainly a bright spot for Anderson in the early point of the season, where he was really able to turn a corner tonight. We'll go ahead and step aside on the Riders Baseball Network. Come back with us as we'll put a bow on the broadcast and take one final trip around the Texas League and around the Texas Rangers affiliates, who had a clean sweep last night. Not the case tonight with the Riders falling 7-2. That's next on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Whataburger, how do you make something that's already fresh even fresher? By adding fresh new things, like crisp pico de gallo for a little kick, and creamy cilantro lime sauce for that extra whoa, and pepper jack cheese because Of course. All on top of two fresh beef patties or with chicken on a brioche bun. Whataburger's limited time Pico de Gallo burger and new Pico de Gallo chicken sandwiches. Good thing for fresh things. Good thing there's Whataburger.
Carpetech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpetech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back on the postgame show as the Riders fall 7-2 tonight, the final score. Chris Jarrett back with you, high atop Riders Field. We'll take a trip around the rest of the Texas League. Didn't have too much of an opportunity to do that tonight. Let's see what the rest of the league was up to. Tulsa and Springfield still motoring on, and the Drillers with their 7-3 record on 12 hits in front of the Cards on the road. 7-5 the score, though. Springfield brought in three in the bottom of the sixth to draw what was a five-run deficit to just two. So that one's still going on. Amarillo hosting San Antonio, continuing that series in 12 hits for the Soddies at home. Way out in front of the Missions, 7-0, and San Antonio at risk of falling in their first 9 of 11 games to begin the season. Midland and Wichita, that's Midland and Wichita, went final earlier today, 9-8 in 10 innings. The Windsurns brought in two runs in the bottom of the 10th after the Rock Hounds threatened with one in the top half. And so Wichita now 6-5, dead even with Midland in terms of the records to start the season. So that's been a fairly entertaining series so far to keep tabs on. Corpus Christi and Arkansas in what was a really low-scoring ball game. The Travs finished with just one hit in 9 innings of play, no runs. And two runs coming in the bottom of the 7th was the difference tonight for the Hooks. Again, they topped Arkansas 2-0 to get just their 4th win on the season at Whataburger Field. 6-5, the Travs see their record slide to. And then, of course, our game tonight, 7-2. The final score. It was a tough one and just did not have the offense that we've enjoyed in the last couple of nights, but kind of felt like that at some point was going to happen, and I think tonight it certainly did, mixed in with a really, really strong pitching performance as well. Around the Rangers affiliates, Round Rock thumping Albuquerque tonight, 14-1 on 16 hits. They had 9 runs by the end of the second inning, 4 in the first and 5 coming in the second. Wilmington able to edge High A Hickory tonight, 3-0. The final, they scored 2 in the first and 1 more in the sixth. Just 2 hits for the Crawdads this evening. Down East continuing their winning streak, 7-0 over Columbia on the road, inching closer to 500, and they pick up the win at Segra Park tonight with 4 in the eighth and 2 more in the ninth. Aside from that, it was a 1-0 ball game in the later stages of the game, and the Wood Ducks running away with it in the end. Well, again, another look at the upcoming schedule for the Riders at home. They've got a big one coming up with tomorrow, the first ever Blue Northern Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River Night, 21 and over in the Lazy River, live DJ, and you've got $2 Blue Northern Hard Seltzers as well, $2 drafts, big-time drink specials throughout the ballpark, and what will be the biggest Lazy River party in sports. Don't want to miss that, and it will certainly be a fun one to keep an eye out for as the Riders and Naturals are all tied up in this series at a game apiece. So a 6:35 start time tomorrow night will be on the air 20 minutes out as well. And getting closer to what will be a huge weekend in terms of things on the starting pitching matchup for the Riders and Naturals as well. The starting pitching was one of the top things that your eyes immediately went to tomorrow night for Frisco. It'll be the right-hander Justin Slayton taking the mound, and he'll be opposed by the lefty Anthony Veneziano. And then this Friday, Saturday, Sunday for Frisco of Cody Bradford, Jack Leiter, and Cole Reagans. And then Friday, Saturday, Sunday for the Naturals with Angel Zerpa. That's a Lacey and Alec Marsh making his second appearance of the series. So really good stuff to expect here on out in this series at home for Frisco. Let's start another win streak tomorrow. Again, a 6:35 first pitch time. For my broadcast partner, Zach Bigley, I'm Chris Jarrett, feeding you that final score one last time. A 7-game win streak comes to a close for the Riders tonight. They fall 7-2 to Northwest Arkansas, the final score. Folks, have a great rest of your night. We'll talk to you tomorrow night at Riders Field. And as always, let's ride.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Victor Rojas, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders. Let's ride.